The Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Paul is from New York City. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Speaking of the best of America as a lifelong Democrat, I have to say that the best of the best comes from the Don and Mike Show.
Philadelphia, Democrat. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Don and Mike.
All right. Thanks. And our next call comes from Greenwich, Connecticut, Republican.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to say that the worst thing in America today are special interest groups that are outrageous and have time to protest. How do these people have time to protest, first of all, if they hold jobs? And second of all, why are they not listening to the Don and Mike Show?
Oh, dude, thought you were sincere there for a minute.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Box. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Someone called for a doctor?
Welcome.
Woo!
Welcome.
And yes, the rumors are true.
Welcome.
I don't know that one.
Welcome.
Someone called for a doctor?
Welcome.
Woo!
Instead of getting mad at the way his team played, why did, during the press conference, why did it appear that Mike was holding back, trying not to cry like the baby that he is?
Well, Neil, I tell you what you are, I can't say on the air. But I tell you what, I'm 53 years old, and I my office is at 250 North Washington. Anytime you want to meet me there, you call me back on the air. You tell me what time and when, and I'll whip your ass. You got that, big boy? It's easy to hide behind a microphone, son. Let's get your face out in public, and let's live where people have to see you every day, and we'll see who the gutless wonder is.
What up? It's kicking in the house, homeboy.
I don't think this contest is over yet, Buzz, if that is your real name.
What up? It's kicking in the house, homeboy.
Can I get high?
You know, they're quite willing to kill off nature, you know, for a cheap buck, and then, you know, and then just point the finger at somebody else for why the jobs disappeared. Hello?
Yep. I'm sorry. Don't want to rephrase that.
And why doesn't the press search harder when it involves pro-life? It certainly do when it's pro-choice.
I'm sorry. Keen, we're back. Are you back?
Yes.
Is this Green Bay? Oh, next is Green Bay. I lost it there for a minute. Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They're on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. But you could doctor tapes.
Why'd I get mixed up with this bitch?
Because she got a great ass!
got your head all the way up it. Ferocious, aren't I?
I think of asses. Woman's ass. What comes out?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or you don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
No!
Wearing their protective brains.
Slickers,
rubbers.
I don't know what
they're
wearing.
They
don't look very nice.
A
hazmat coat.
Ah,
I got
it. Your true story is a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith. A man of faith and his soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
Someone call for a doctor?
But they don't feel well.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Starberry and all the ships at sea. Seeing they will go. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie, and hi, thanks for listening, everybody. It's the Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Thursday, March 13th.
Right.
Okay, here's how you get a hold of us. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada.
Yay!
800-636-1067. And from D.C., as always, 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz.
Hi. Welcome.
All right.
Welcome.
Even I'm getting sick of this.
Welcome.
I'm playing it. Welcome.
Welcome.
Hello. Hi there.
Welcome.
Okay. All right. Welcome. I'm not so sick of it. I'm not playing it, but I'm complaining
about it. You're
getting
there. You're almost done with it.
Dr. Freud, you tell me what that means. I'm the one that's playing the tape, while at the same time I'm saying I'm sick of it.
You're a creature of habits, and habits are tough to break for you, but this habit will be eventually broken, like they all are.
Man, I got to bite my tongue. Got to bite my tongue right now.
Right. Are you going to jump right in to talk about what you want to talk about? You can't. I thought.
No, not that.
Oh.
Not that.
What?
You got another big zit on your face.
Thank you.
I didn't.
Thank you very much.
I said I was going to.
If only you. All right, next time. You know what? Next time you got one. There have been more times that I have not said a word when you've had a crater on your nose.
But you just.
That I have not said anything. And that, you know what? Next time, man.
The one is just.
Next time, and you know you're going to get one.
But the one
I'm
is
going
just,
both gloves off.
The one is just going away.
And I got
the one
here.
The one that's below your lip.
It's my water.
It's hormones.
I don't know what it is.
His hormones are raging.
I don't know what it is, but it's very, very, very... Well, this one is gone, too, but hey, look. Ready? You want to laugh?
Look.
You got a third one?
Wow. Got one there, too. It's a pain in the ass. I'm 43 years old.
Now you're all sexed up. That's what's causing it.
Oh, no.
Please pop me.
Well, you know, you do have one on your nose, don't you?
No, that's just a permanent bump.
See, I worked with a guy for 20 years, and I still don't know
not
his face.
That's just it's a permanent bump.
It's a permanent bump.
Yeah, huh? It never goes away.
Right.
You mean this thing right here?
No, that's right. You pointed at it.
Yeah, right there?
Over on
there.
The, right there.
Yeah. See, I'm covered with bumps, too. I'm totally covered with bumps.
It's a permanent bump.
So anyway.
I didn't know.
Hi, everybody.
That was going to be a good half-hour bit, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Thanks for tabling that.
That's okay.
You know, really, can I tell you, you know, really, can I be honest with you today? I just go easy on me today.
No, you know,
I've had a bad day.
Oh,
I cleaned my stuff out. The last remaining stuff out of my house today. That was my morning. That's what I did. I went into the house I used to live in, went up into the closet I used to use, and cleaned out the last bit of crap that I used to have, and the rest of it is going. And so I got a trailer at my house that's full of all my stuff. And it sucks.
Well,
it sucks. It sucks. It sucks.
You'll be surprised why I attempted to bite my tongue about your zit. That of all people who would defend you and would stand up for you.
Yeah.
You want to know who actually lectured me yesterday about you?
Who?
My wife.
What did she... What for?
Well,
I don't know. I was coming downstairs, and I was, you know, I guess it was today. We got a
coming downstairs bitching about me like you do every day.
No. Negative. We got a school event tonight, and I came down, and I'm wearing mobster clothes today.
Right. Coming down to breakfast. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Mike. Nothing could be further from the truth, as you know it.
He didn't come to that meeting. Yeah, we get at him about it. He didn't come to the effing meeting.
I come downstairs, and I see something like, man, take a look.
Right.
You know, and I start with the whole thing. Hey, look at me.
Right.
Aren't I looking great? And she said, listen, yes. You lost a lot of weight. Congratulations. She said, I think you're really going overboard on that. You should just shut the F up. She said, everybody knows it. Stop talking about it. She said, you're making Mike feel uncomfortable yesterday. I said, I'm not trying to make Mike feel uncomfortable. And she said, you're making him feel uncomfortable. She said, you're making me feel uncomfortable. Just shut the F up.
About your weight?
Yeah, about my weight. So I'm going to just...
Well, you always... But that's you. Doesn't make me feel uncomfortable. You did that the last time you lost a bunch of weight.
See? Good. Good for you. That was... You know what that was? That was a zinger.
In a way, I mean...
That was good because I thought...
Who am I to zing? I'm weight. I mean, we've all done that.
Anyway, she was saying to me, and rightly so, she just said... Shut the F up.
You know what? You watched 60 Minutes 2 last night by any chance?
Why would I watch that?
Because they had a little piece on the magic pill that's coming out.
What, a diet pill?
Yeah, yeah, the new. And you know, it should be here in 10 years.
I got this.
So I get. I'm having my little code red Mountain Dew, and I'm waiting 10 years.
And you and I are gonna be doing the show from hell in 10 years. We're both gonna be eating dirt.
We're doing that. We'll be working on that underground radio station.
No,
but I mean it doesn't bother me when you go on about your weight. It bothers me when you go on about your marriage. I said that yesterday. That's
I'm not gonna stop. I'm sorry. I'm kind of happily married. I don't do that to bust your balls.
That doesn't bother me either.
I don't do that.
Because you know what? You have balance with that, too. You have balance with that.
That's God knows.
The yin and the yang, or whatever it's called.
No S. And so anyway, you know, she was telling me, just shut up. Shut up about that. I said, okay.
My wife's out of town till Sunday.
I know. Rob's the winner.
Yeah. That is a kick-ass shirt you are wearing.
You know what? She gave me the shirt and she went out. It was my birthday present.
So. You can't argue with that Tommy Bahama.
No, you can't.
Excellent.
Well, man, that Tommy Bahama.
He makes some nice clothes.
It's like putting on love, isn't it?
Perfect weather for a shirt. Like that.
So she was defending me?
Yeah.
What was she saying? That when you go on about your weight, it makes me feel bad because I'm a fat tub of goo? Is that your point?
No.
What?
Like, you know, all of our dumb listeners call and start piling on, and she said...
How often does that happen?
Well,
really, it happened yesterday a lot. It happened, you know, it happens because... You know what? Don't you think it happens to you when you... Don't you think you control that and I control that, really? That when we're going to get crap, we can control whether we get it or not.
I'm telling you what she was telling me today. You said, just shut up. You're not being a good friend of mine. Just shut the F up.
Why?
Because
you're talking about your weight loss?
Yeah.
You know what that... You know, by saying that, you're not being a good friend of me. Because by saying that, you're making it sound like I'm a big tub of tub of goo.
I apologize, because I'm not saying that.
Right.
I'm not. Hello?
Hello?
Hola.
Hi.
Here's the man of the house. Imagine this. 2 weeks from now, this lad will be... 18.
I can't believe that.
And I like it. They'll be street legal. And I'll tell you this, ladies, he's a rocker. He's a rocker! So what's up? Is Mom there?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. What are you doing home so early today?
I had a half day.
How sweet it is.
Isn't it great?
Be a student.
Student. Student.
And how about those schools that give you half days with the snow that we've had, too, you know? Isn't that great?
Well, I'll say this, though. This is one, I know my son will complain about this, one disadvantage of privet school is that a lot of times he's had to go to school.
Yeah.
When they've had, like, no school in Montgomery County.
No Memorial Day for my kids this year.
Yeah.
No Memorial Day. They're not getting that holiday.
Are you guys out of snow days at your school, bud?
Technically, we're a private school, so we don't really have to conform so much to the county-set regulated days.
Gotcha. Oh, and listen, are you ready to, you want to make the announcement about the college, or do you not want me to talk about that?
Well, you already have, so.
Well, no, I've not said which school that you've decided on. I've said that you've been asked to a bunch of schools, but you haven't made the decision yet. But when in reality, I know you've made a decision.
I thought they were going on a tour.
Well, a decision has been made.
Without even going on the tour?
Without going to look at some of the other schools, a decision has been made. Would you like me to not announce it? Or
go ahead and announce away.
All right, this is it. We have to get a drum roll. Come on now.
Okay.
Let's know what higher learning institution will be receiving your chip off the old block.
Well, it's no surprise. If you're a regular listener of the show, he's had his choice of quite a few very, very prominent universities. But...
And the college is Nova.
No, it's not Northern Virginia Community College or whatever that is.
The best two-year college in the nation.
Bart is going to say it.
Clemson.
Thanks, Buzz.
You pointed at me. I'm sorry.
I was just pointing like as if Bart was in
I
here.
Thought you saw...
Thanks, Naomi.
Sorry.
Yes, indeed.
Clemson.
It's Clemson.
Well, it always was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He loved Clemson. You loved Clemson. You had all that Clemson stuff. I mean, you had more Clemson stuff than you had any other stuff.
Marty?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yep. He decided that's where he's going. He had his choice of a whole bunch of...
A Clemson Tiger.
Really great colleges. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, one of the main reasons you're going to Clemson is we're pretty sure that for at least the first couple of years, it'll be easier than the school he's going to now.
The math teacher has assured me of that.
Yeah, now, this is something that... Marty, tell Uncle Mike and Buzz and everybody what class is that? Is it
basic calculus?
Oh my God!
What is the school you're in now? What does the teacher say to all the kids, and then what does he add about you?
He'll say something occasionally like, "You know, guys, you're going to be needing to work even harder next year. It's going to be even harder next year. You know, if you're not doing well now, I don't know what you're going to do next year. So get used to it." And I'll raise my hand and say, I'm going to Clemson, and he'll say, except for Bart.
Except for Bart.
Oh, that's cool.
Except for Bart. Going to Clemson.
Because that's interesting, because their math department is not up to speed. Is that, well, you're not going for the math, right?
No.
He doesn't even have a major. At this point.
I thought you can do the veterinary stuff. Or,
no, he's off that, I think. The closest thing now is what, you want engineering? Is that what you're thinking about?
I'm thinking about having a good time.
Thinking about rocking and rolling.
There you go.
He's a rocker.
Declare a major in your junior year, Bart. Have fun your first 2 years.
Trust me, he will. We were looking at, my wife, that's her alma mater.
Right.
And last night we were looking at a calendar from when Mommy went to Clemson. Mm-hmm. And pretty much on this calendar, every day...
just pretty much drank tonight. Cut classes today.
Yes. stayed up until 5 a.m. doing chugging contests. I said to her, this is not what you should be showing the boy.
You know, when he gets ready, Bart, and I'll offer you, I'll speak directly to you. When you get ready to lay out your schedule and when you want some tips on that, I really, when I was at American University, prided myself on having, at least in my junior year, the finest schedule of classes, the greatest laid out schedule of classes that a human being could have. And there's an art form to it to maximize your productivity and your fun quotient.
See, now, and you should go to Uncle Mike for that because...
I mean, I had the best.
I never went to college, so I have no idea.
The best thing I had, if you have, the first thing you want to check out is your Monday class schedule. If you have the evening classes on Monday, and the ones at American University were at 6:30, which was fantastic because you could finish them before Monday Night Football. It was perfect.
All right, bud. Well, you contact Uncle Mike via email for that.
There you go.
All right, bud?
Okay.
All right, love you.
Love you, too.
All right, see you later.
Okay, dog.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Get out of here.
There he is.
That's great.
Going to be 18 in, Jesus, 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
Hated Tuesdays.
Like 2 weeks from...
God, he'll be 18. Why? I have class.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, Wednesday I had one.
Me, I don't like Mondays. But that's just a boomtown rats thing.
My first class Monday? Seriously.
Mondays are always manic, man. Manic Mondays.
My first class on Monday was 6:30 at night.
Wow, that's great.
You know why Tuesday sucked at VCU?
Why is that?
It indicated the end of the weekend was near.
Absolutely. Tuesday seriously was the end of the weekend. The weekend, really, for me, I shouldn't say this because, you know, we're influencing minds around
this. No, we're not.
My schedule was basically we had I had Monday night, I would have a one class. I, you know, Monday was a day of recovery because Sunday was football day. And so we hung out and we partied all day on Sunday watching the football games. Then Monday was really the day of recovery. Had a first class 6:30. Had two classes, back-to-back classes on Tuesday, which really sucked. And then Tuesday evening was Tuesday night at the tavern when I was a hot rockin' college DJ and I spun records for WAMU. And we would just sit there at the tavern. And so Tuesday was great. Then I had like one class on Wednesday, and then really the weekend began. Wednesday night was kind of a slow, you know, I had lots of classes on Wednesday. Thursday, light schedule, because Thursday was the beginning of the weekend. Yeah. Then you had your Thursday, your Friday, your Saturday, then back to the whole thing on Sunday when you had football. It was absolutely a wonderful schedule. And, you know, the worst weekend I ever had at AU was when I missed my 6:30 on Monday night. That's when you know you're in bad shape.
That's a great weekend, right? When you're so bad,
it was,
can't make a 6:30 p.m. Monday class.
It wasn't a recovery issue because in those days, you know, I was a young man. I recovered very quickly. I would tell you, though, that was really when the weekend, something came up, like around lunchtime, that was some cause for celebration. It might have been Mardi Gras Eve or something probably like that. But it was quite festive. You know, I never did the whole big spring break thing because really it was a time for me to dry out. When all the other kids would go off.
It was constant spring break.
I would really just stay in the dorm while they'd all go off on spring break and just sit in my own filth.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hell yeah, I'm proud of that kid.
Way to go, Bart.
He turned out pretty good. Hello.
Hi, I'm a long-time listener, and I've probably been listening, well, since you came over from WAVA.
Right.
And I just wanted to point out that 10 years ago or so, you guys had a marshmallow race in the studios.
I remember this.
Oh,
I'd love to do that again.
Okay, and you may recall, Bart called crying, saying that he wanted to participate in the race.
It was more than that. It was like 12. It was like 12 years ago because he had to be like 5 years old.
Yeah.
The deal was, you had to put a marshmallow in between your butt cheeks and run down the hallway, and then the contest was if you could run down the hall with a marshmallow between your butt cheeks without it falling out, and then
you had to eat the marshmallow. See, it's great, isn't it?
And it was one of the funniest damn shows.
And
the winner could win extra money if they ate somebody else's marshmallow.
Somebody else's marshmallow. Probably couldn't do that today.
And my kid was just little. He was like 5 at the time. Mm-hmm. And called in crying because he wanted to play the game.
He wanted to do the marshmallow races.
And you told him when he turned 18 that he could do it.
I bet he's calling back now.
I'm wondering, when is the marshmallow race going to be with Bart?
How in the name of God do you remember that?
Damn, do you remember that?
Hold on.
It was so damn funny. I mean, he was beside himself. Yeah. He wanted to eat marshmallows so bad after having it between his butt cheeks.
Okay, goodbye. Let me see. This is my kid again. Hello.
That's real cool. Tell the embarrassing story. Real cool.
Hey, I didn't bring it up. Some listener did.
That's all right. So thanks to him, too.
The question would be, Bart, you know, you're going to be 18. You ready for the raises? Well, your father said you'd be able to do it when you were 18.
That is quite enough.
Good.
That's all right.
Good man. That's my boy. All right. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Everybody was a kid.
I'd lobby hard for that idea to be brought back. I think that'd be...
Marshmallow races?
I think enough time has passed where we could bring it back again. Especially, you know, when we get that first really warm day.
I tend to agree.
Summertime contest.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're talking about a bit we did 12 years ago, but do you remember still how... the pseudo brown green.
Remember that one lady? Do you remember the one lady who had the real brown one? The real, like, orange marshmallow?
Yeah.
That looked like an orange creamsicle.
With a little, somehow, some, like, a shade of light green in there.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Wow. They were awful. And you can do it in the hallway, right? You can do it inside the radio station, which is what we'd have to do.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll do that soon.
All right, good.
As soon as it gets nice and warm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I was wondering that when Lisa and Charlie get married, can I have her job?
Her job?
Is she going to be leaving when they get married?
God, I hope so. No, I don't know. I don't, you know, we've not broached.
Well, let's say if she...
Charlie can support her. She doesn't need to work.
If she does choose to leave, let's say we ought to interview this woman and get some vital information out of her.
Yeah, I think I would definitely. I take the sex quiz and everything.
All right. Listen, send us some pictures.
Yeah. I will.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you. You know, speaking of Lisa, we should bring her in to have her show off the rock.
Oh. She got the rock.
It's beautiful. Yesterday, late in the show, Charlie came to me. Come on in, Lisa. Charlie came to me about 6 o'clock and said, do you mind if Lisa leaves early?
Mm-hmm.
The ring is finally in.
Right.
And then right as we were getting off the air yesterday, right as we were doing the last break, I saw her run down the hall.
Why are there people there? Why are there people in the hallway?
I have no idea.
Who are those people wearing masks?
No idea.
Great security.
One lady is the cute one that worked up at the 19-year-old.
Is that the girl you work on?
Who was the one next to it? What were they doing?
I don't know. They're wearing like rabbit masks.
Really?
For some reason. Two people were just walking past our studio window.
Really? Well, maybe they want to multiply.
Anyway, here she is, soon to be Mrs. Lisa Herndon-Broyhill. Let's see it. Let us see it.
You know what I've noticed?
Mark,
you ready to have a funny here?
Yeah.
She's starting to dress like Roy Hill now.
No, I'm not.
What do you mean?
Look at the outfit she has.
Hold on, stand up. Let me see what
you're wearing. Except for the jeans, that's kind of a Roy Hill outfit. Look at
the top. She's got like stretchy,
the running athletic
clothes.
Wear. Right.
Yeah. I have a soccer game tonight.
Yeah, but you never used to dress like
that. You used to dress like a girl.
You used to really dress like a girl.
No.
You dress like Charlie now more often than not.
Maybe it was when I was trying to impress him and
make
him want me. I dressed.
You used to dress a lot like Jillian Barbary.
I think
you hate her, but you used to dress like her a lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Real hot.
And especially, I mean, right since the engagement, I've noticed a decided change in the way your look.
Now that you've got him, there's no need, now that you've got the ring in his nose, there's no need. Need to dress up anymore.
That's right. Absolutely.
Wow, I miss those days too.
So what is the answer? Will you be a stay-at-home wife? Will you be keeping house for Charlie?
Well, I would love to if we could have a family on his income. I don't know. There's no plans for that right now.
On his income? He makes a good income.
Yeah, I know, but we like to live and
they live that. It's that high flying lifestyle that they live.
Jesus Christ,
Malibu.
Yeah,
Jesus Morocco. Christ. Okay, yeah,
I like
Chantilly, Chantay. So anyway, I guess what you're saying
the
is
the beautiful ring, though. I mean, that's a lifestyles of the rich and famous
big
ring.
Big rock.
The diamond is incredible.
It's just super. It's spectacular.
It's very cubic zirconia-ish.
I don't think so. I don't think Tiffany sells
that. Did you get all the paperwork on the diamond?
Not yet.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's...
Honey, you got to do that. You got to get insurance. You got to get the documentation.
Really? Have you done the test?
To see if it's real?
Will you just get a hammer?
Because I got news for you. You can go to the store. You can go to the website. You can say, I'll take this. And then, all he's got to do is pick up the phone and go, hello, Mrs. Cleaver? Yeah, this is Ward Cleaver. Please exchange that ring and give her a cubic zirconia that looks just like the one I said I was going
to
pick out.
Give her one made of glass, please. You can try to cut Buzz's glass to see if it's real.
No, I don't want to break the glass or cut the glass.
Yeah.
I was there when he bought it.
Really?
We went and bought it together. It's
Like he couldn't have called, the next day and said, this is Ward Cleaver. I changed my mind about that diamond purchase.
Just get the paperwork on it.
Yeah.
Gosh, maybe it is.
Get it assessed. You need all that stuff.
You should do that for insurance anyway.
Absolutely.
Well, we're doing that.
That's good.
No, it should be you, not we. It should be you doing it.
I wouldn't trust him on that.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, he's so responsible and organized. Are you kidding me?
Okay. Listen, who's known him longer?
who knows him more intimately?
Oh, you.
Like, that matters. We know him in ways you'll never know him, honey. We know things about Charlie that you hopefully will never know.
I know a lot of stuff about Charlie, but hopefully not all of it.
No, you don't. Man, oh man.
Won't be long now before she's with Monkey.
Right. So that's your goal, to get knocked up.
He's not getting any younger.
Well, I know that.
Right.
That's
you don't want him like blowing spit bubbles when.
Just think, how old is he? 38. If you had a baby today, for God's sakes, when that baby turned 20, he would be 58 years old. That's funny,
and that's not bad. So no. I mean, if you got cracking today,
you got to get moving real fast.
Well, probably this time next year, maybe we'll be pregnant.
Oh, you got it all figured out, huh?
Well, I mean, we don't have an exact timetable, but we talk about
it. You know what? Here's the one thing I can get. I can impart this wisdom. You never plan, right, Rob? You never really plan. It just kind of happens.
I'll tell you, with us, we tried for like 3 years, and we gave up. We did all the stuff. We went to the doctor, had my sperm tested. I was fine. She's fine. We did the stuff. We would do it, and Frida would stand on her head. You know, this dumb stuff the doctor said. We've given up. And then one day, she just said, I think it's happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happened.
Wow.
Now, are you on the pill?
No.
No. You're not on the pill?
Nope.
Does he wear rubbers?
I'm not getting into that.
You know, when I...
Does he wear rubbers? Does he wear rubbers?
Yeah.
Oh. Now that mental picture is like,
When are you going to allow him to take the rubbers off? When will you allow him to take the rubbers off?
He doesn't.
Do you know, when I planned to have a family with my ex, I actually was successful 1 week after the honeymoon. And on the honeymoon, of course, she was on her period. And
right.
So, which, you know what that means? That means, like, the first week that I tried to have children, I was successful.
Wow.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you so much. Even though everything has crumbled in my life, I like to look back and say that, as far as fertility is concerned,
potent.
When I was ready, when I was, it was full speed ahead.
So when
my friends call me Shooter.
When do you think you're going to let him take the rubbers off?
He does.
He does take the rubbers off. So now you're telling you, so you've just told a lie, a fib. You are having unprotected sex now.
Mom, turn off the radio.
Oh, Mom's listening.
So you are.
She's always listening.
So you do have unprotected sex.
Yeah, sometimes.
So you're running, so right now you're playing with house money. Right now.
You never know.
You could be knocked up today.
I could be.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I know it, and I lost the bet, Mike.
Right.
But I stand by my assessment. This is why they're getting married now so soon, because he's not wearing a rubber.
Well,
she could be carrying the monkey at any time.
And it really, if you happen to get pregnant, it wouldn't matter now, right?
No, absolutely not.
You're committed. I mean, you got the ring. You're going to get married. It's great.
Yep. So, if you know, I mean, we're not going to try to make that happen. We, you know, take all the steps so that it doesn't happen, but mm-hmm. then...
But he's not wearing a rubber. So what's he doing, pulling out?
Yeah.
It worked for me
Isn't
for years.
Isn't that what you do?
I don't know. You know, some of the clear stuff gets out.
Well, you know, I mean, really, even during the first marriage, when I wasn't trying, that's what I would do. And because of the self-control I had, I actually could figure out the exact day that I wished to impregnate. And it happened. Due to my incredible control.
Really?
Yes. Shooter. Yeah, sure.
Really?
You're amazing.
Yeah. It was really, it's just like, you know...
Some might say...
I don't want to exaggerate, but you know the movie Spider-Man?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he does the thing with the web, when he's learning how to do it, yeah.
You know.
You're looking at him.
Swing on it. Let me just say, you know, that we can't have any discussion without a one-upmanship, but I've got to say...
No, actually, I'm stealing your thunder, because you, at one point, were talking about the ceiling, I believe.
No, and I'm not even going to go there, far as, like, all I'm saying is, you may have hit the target.
Right.
But... You didn't hit the right target.
Oh.
You never had a boy.
Oh, yeah.
You never had a boy.
Yeah, you know.
Never had a boy.
And I really, I wanted to have a little football player.
Nothing against your girls.
Yo, I love them, too. You know what they said, though? I tell you, right now, if I had to go back and do it again, I would have two girls. I would absolutely have two girls. I love them so much. Mm-hmm. I am such a father for daughters. It is perfect. It is absolutely perfect. But there was the second time when we had the sonogram and we took the second time, it was just that little, every guy, I mean, especially guys like sports, you're into that son. But you know what? Man, I would not change it, because my second child was Elizabeth, and Elizabeth is absolutely from heaven. She
so what
is
do you
the
want?
Greatest.
Lisa, do you want a baby boy monkey or a baby girl monkey?
Well, when we have baby monkeys, you know, I don't know.
You probably want a boy. You're a tomboy. You probably want a boy.
Yeah, he's...
I couldn't see him with a girl anyway.
Could you
see him with a baby girl?
I'd see him more of a girl's father than a boy's father.
Mm.
Because the way, you know, he just relates to women. He does. He relates to women better. Sorry, but I didn't mean it. Now I realize I have to temper what I say.
Because he's got such a way with the ladies, because he's such a...
He's always had a way with the ladies. I mean, I should shut up.
It doesn't matter. He had a... he has a past before me.
No, he doesn't have a past. He has a...
He has a past.
I think I'm going to be nauseous.
Maybe you're pregnant.
The first sign, yeah.
Maybe you're pregnant.
Really? Any cravings?
Ice cream and pickles, but I don't think that's out of the ordinary.
No, perfectly normal.
Come on, you're kidding. So, you're having unprotected sex, and who knows, you could be knocked up at any time.
Right this second, as I sit here, I could be.
You know what I think we might have to do? I think weekly would be too much, but I think that we might have to have monthly pregnancy tests. And I'm not welching on my bet. I'm still going to go to Sacramento to pay off that bet.
Yeah, that bet is over.
Yes, but I think for the good of the show, we need monthly pregnancy tests from you.
Mm-hmm. For all of us.
For all of our peace of mind.
Just so you guys can sleep at night, sleep better.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So we know when you're out of here.
Very good.
You know, so man, when, you know, we're planning, you know, when you'll be leaving. Because, you know, when you're pregnant, then you'll be here for a while, but then you'll have to leave to go to be with, you know, with Junior.
Well, what if I come back?
Well, you don't want to be one of these moms that works up until the ninth month or anything like that. You might want to work through the second month.
I love you guys, too.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
We kid because we love.
We're kidding. We're kidding.
Yeah.
You know, and who knows? You know, God, you know, I would never wish this, but maybe you'd have, you know, one of those pregnancies where you got to be off your feet for 9 months.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have to be at home for 9 months. And then right away, of course, the first couple of months, that's the most important time. Everybody knows that, the bonding with the mother and the child. And then after that, you know.
Whatever.
Maybe, you know, you'd be like Frida. You just fall in love with the idea of just being at home all day.
I'm in love.
Keeping the broil home.
Right, you know, rearing the child, you know, changing the monkey's diapers.
You know, you've got a dog, you've got a sister that's, the Uber mom, right?
Oh, imagine God, she's amazing.
You don't want to miss the first time that little monkey climbs up a tree or the first time that he
peels his own banana.
And, you know, if you get pregnant and you want a kid and your sister Kathy, you know, feels like she's left out and you know, she doesn't necessarily have a relationship but she'd like to have a kid, I'd be more than happy. And really, it's only one time. It's almost a guarantee.
Well, she might, you know, maybe fib herself and say she's not pregnant, so you guys have to do it a couple more times.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Mm-hmm. All right, well,
anyway, say hi to her for me.
The good news is she's got the ring. We think it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all heard...
It sure looks pretty and sparkly. It really does.
We have heard that the Broyhills are having unprotected sex.
Yeah, so it could be any hour.
Congratulations.
And they have it two or three times, like, during the show, which we you know, we really don't approve of, but there's really nothing we can
do. How often do you guys bang? Come on.
Average?
Average. We're quite...
National average is 2 times a week.
Are you above or below the national
Isn't
average?
Isn't that the national average most?
I thought it was three, but whatever, yeah.
I think it's 2 times a week.
Yeah.
For married couples.
What is your... Are you above or below 2 or 3 times a week?
We're about average.
Average, yeah.
2 or 3 times a week.
Good and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Always, you know, man on woman? Or sometimes is it the, you know, do you do crazy stuff?
Are you asking if we're adventurous and if we cross some...
Little bow wow?
It's my favorite.
Oh,
brother.
Wow.
What about where food comes out?
Not in the no-no.
Good girl. Good girl.
You made him very happy.
Good girl.
You made him very, very happy.
I've never brought this up with your fiancé, but I would imagine he's a fan of that.
No, I mean...
I think he is. I've never had...
You're right, Mike?
Mike is choking on his water.
I've never had the discussion with him.
Coming out his nose.
That went right up my nose.
I've known him 20 years, and let me just say, I think he's...
Paul, you better believe it.
Maybe we should ask him.
I think he's been there.
Hey, well, we have given Charlie the sex quiz, haven't we?
I think so.
Or did the sex quiz come about while Charlie was... No, we've had the sex quiz for a long time. We've given you the sex quiz, haven't we, Charlie?
Charlie, you've taken the sex quiz, haven't you? You ever taken that?
Yes, I have.
And where did you line up on the no-no?
I have not.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Good man. Oh, look at... But now she's playing with your butt.
No.
She was just playing. She was just, like, fingering.
No, don't.
Now she's filling his package.
Jeez.
Feeling everything. Because I said she was playing a finger?
Right. Yeah.
Well, you can't say finger now?
Not in relation to sex.
Oh.
What if Charlie was in a lineup and you fingered him in a lineup?
You can say that.
Totally yeah. different.
Okay. Right. Well, anyway, Charlie was just in a lineup of of asses, and Lisa fingered him. She said, that's the guy.
That's probably going to get edited out, too.
She's doing it again right now. Anyway, you sure are a cute couple.
Thanks. That's a lovely ring you bought for your lady.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Very nice.
It is a nice ring.
Gorgeous.
And way to go. No rubbers. It's my man.
Right.
My man.
Thumbs up exchange.
All right. Both, just get out of here
now. Can I see make out?
No.
Sure.
No. Oh, Jesus. Sure. I don't. What? You're...
Sure, come on.
Way to go, Charlie. I respect you.
Charlie doesn't want to play.
That'd be a real gross out.
Yes, it would.
I know. That's why I'd like to see it. What, Lisa?
Production 2 in 5 minutes. The door will be closed. Just bust on in.
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to see it in real life.
Yeah.
I just want to see it on the radio.
I don't want to see it in any life.
Bust will be there.
I'll be there.
His pants around his ankles.
No, just the camera.
All right, let's clear the lines. I'm going to call the number 100 right now for the secret sound, which we're very close to getting a winner. Right?
Very good.
Very close to getting a winner.
Lisa, don't forget to give me the lyrics to the rapper. You know how she is when she gets all frazzled.
You ought to wash your hands before you write anything down for my phone.
Amen, please.
Based on where they've been.
What's on this card?
Be the 100th caller now. You get a shot at 200, what is it, 250, Robbie?
240, I think.
Oh, no, it's 250. Will you stop it? 250. She just gave that to you without, she did not have time to wash her hands. So that went for...
Oh, my gosh. No, smells like right. love.
Or hate.
Card, or marshmallow.
That card went from hand to butt to card to Mike's hand.
Why is the white index card orange?
The caller 100 for a shot at the semi-big bucks. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
They're rich, they're beautiful, and now they're looking for some new kicks. Three gorgeous sisters and their governess, who are ready and willing to try it all in a new motion picture with a different twist.
The family that plays together is a very groovy family.
Don't miss The Swingin' Pussycats, the amorous adventures of four sex kittens who decide to stray from pad to pad to pad to make life more terrific.
Mama told us a man should get all he wants.
The Swingin' Pussycats are the perfect household pets, trained to purr and please. Just ask the man who's had one.
I can't believe that's the whole thing.
The movie with a whole lot of everything. The Swingin' Pussycats, in color from Hemisphere Pictures.
The Don and Mike Show.
They got culture coming out of their asses. Don and Mike.
All right, let's get a call number 100. I think we're dangerously close to getting a winner with a secret sound. Very good. Right here, lucky line 7. Hello, Don, on my show.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jeff.
I believe the odds of this man winning have greatly decreased. Just based on him saying hello. Hello? Hi, where are you from?
I'm from East Southfield.
You know, a lot of times you just make first impressions with someone when they say hello, and immediately you get a read for them.
And I'm not... Where's the town you're from, sir?
East Belfield, Pennsylvania.
Gotcha.
East Belfield?
Yeah.
You won the Girls Gone Wild prize pack for the first time ever. Oh, enjoy this tonight in your home on pay-per-view, live and uncensored, Girls Gone Wild. Cancun and Panama City Beach will rock your world. Girls Gone Wild on cable, DirecTV, or Dish Network. That's tonight. Enjoy it, my friend. Now you're going to play for $250 with the secret sound. Here are your clues. Kitchen and OJ. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. We'll give you 15 seconds to noodle it through. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Rex in effect.
We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
And there it is. I'll tell you, Buzz wrote something a couple of days ago that was close. We
had a caller yesterday that was dangerously close. Dancing all around it.
Now, since you got the body of the year, come and get the award. Here's a hint. It's like a long, sharp sword.
Yeah.
Thank you, yeah.
For $250, what is that sound?
How about a knife chopping on a cutting board?
I want to tell you.
Oh, we're sorry.
You're so, so, so close.
The dance has begun.
You're so close, you could smell Nicole's blood. That's how close you are. Thank you, my friend, and don't forget that every guest is a clue for you. You got one, Buzz? Hold it up.
Yeah, this is my latest refined home. No,
no, that's not it, Buzz.
Oh, man.
But you guys sure are getting close.
Wow.
Okay, we'll have Mr. Skin, not now. He'll be on our next break. He had something to do. We got either Don and Mike mailbag. We have a bunch of letters, wacky letters.
Letters?
and I got something from Playgirl magazine.
Can they want you in there finally?
No. Confessions of a BJ Queen.
Oh.
And Rachel's tips for giving a great BJ.
Boy, that seems to be a theme with the doctor yesterday. And, oh, incidentally, she was wonderful.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
I mean, she's an older woman.
Leah Schwartz, you bang her hard last night?
It was tender. It was sweet. It was over in about 18 seconds.
Unprotected, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah, absolutely.
Made her but I think she's too old to bear you children anyway.
I think so. And the little anal. It was great. It was fantastic.
Now, why is it when I mention Broyhill and anal, you go, ugh. But right. If it's you and anal...
Because I take it very seriously.
What, and he doesn't?
I don't think so. Well, he doesn't. See, I do and seriously. It's, you know what, when I'm doing that, it's serious. I've never done that. I'm a virgin in that regard.
Except for last night.
Except for with Leah,
with Dr. Leah.
She made it so easy.
But you have... Well, listen, I don't want to go down the whole Hershey Highway, as it were. You've experimented...
That's so inaccurate.
You've experimented in that area by touch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but not.
It's gross.
Not really, you know. I mean, not frequently, and not really.
But you have.
Sure.
Yeah.
I have.
Listen, here's a quiz for you.
Good.
Who's the biggest C in the world?
The biggest C in the world, Kathy Lee Gifford.
No. Think more in relation to this show. Who's the biggest C in the world? No, it's not Lisa.
All right.
Because I knew when your eyes darted that you'd say, no, she couldn't be further from a C. She's a D or an E. She's not a C. Mike, I'm surprised you didn't
get it. Wait, I got it.
Yeah.
I didn't do any. Of course, you knew she was going to give me a look. Lisa was going to give me a look.
No, right. It's, of course, Patty Heaton.
Mm-hmm.
Patty Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond.
What has she done now?
Well, here's what she's done. This is she's Raymond's wife, and Everybody Loves Raymond. And just in case you don't know, very briefly, the background with her. We had her on the show a couple of times. She was nice. She was funny. Then one time we had her on, we wanted to give her the sex quiz. She got all uptight.
Mm-hmm.
She flipped out. She called Les Moonves, who was the president of CBS Television, and him call Mel Karmazin, who was the president of Infinity Broadcasting, to get us fired. Yes, let's hear it from Mel.
Hey! Where the hell is his picture? Who stole his picture?
Oh, no.
You know, we had a charcoal drawing of Mel Karmazin that normally hangs in the studio.
It fell this week.
Oh,
I believe it's being
my God. Was it put up with tacks?
I think it was put up with those...
high wall screw.
Okay.
It's sturdy. It was the frame, actually.
Really? We didn't put it up with push pins?
No. We put it up with the strongest...
So it's being repaired?
I believe it is.
All right.
Okay, hold on. Let me just... I can't figure these phones out. One minute they're all lit up, and the next... I can't believe nobody's calling on any line.
Well, no, that's not accurate. But something's wrong.
See, now... Okay, now the phones have just... For some reason, now they've been activated.
Activate!
I can't believe no one's calling.
Hanging on your every word.
No, Rob, they're not hanging on our every word. Something's wrong with this phone system. Someone should just alert the people that there's something wrong with the phones. Now, see? Oh, maybe no one was calling, because now they're all ringing. I don't know. All right, anyway.
Told you.
Okay.
system sucks.
Yeah, I know. This is supposed to be our brand new,
you know, the whole
state of the art.
Even the look of them.
The flashing lights.
Yeah, I mean, they're just not...
Still looks like the Bat computer. Remember that on Batman?
That's right.
When Batman would go down to the Batcave and the computer lights, or like any bad 60s or 70s science fiction show, mm-hmm. there were just like Christmas tree lights in a big metal box.
Right. Don't you agree, I mean, that the old one right here to the right is easier than the new one?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that shows you what's ringing as opposed to this that has this... You know, looks like you're looking at the billboard of the Flamingo Hotel.
Even if it really was like the Batcave, it would have to be labeled the new phone system.
Yeah, next to an old phone system. Anyway, well, all right, they're all ringing. You guys were there.
But what did Patricia Heaton do?
All right, yeah. She is in Esquire magazine, and here is the picture. Okay, she got a page spread, and it's 10 Things You Don't Know About Women. By Patricia Heaton,
no.
Who is just the biggest C in the world. I mean...
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
God, we hate this bitch. And, of course, she's all dolled up, wearing leather pants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got her facelift or whatever she's had done. She's admitted that she's had
work
done. She's been sculptured. Here we go. 10 Things You Don't Know About Women by Patricia Heaton. And this is extremely...
condescending?
I want to use the C word. It's C... It's T. It's very
mm-hmm.
T.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Number one, despite our protests, we're secretly amazed and even a little bit jealous of how comfortable you are with your bodies. The kick you get from farting, burping, and scratching... is impressive.
Oh, how trite and just how stereotypical and boring.
Number two,
and God.
The sports obsession is not a problem. Go to the sports bar for Monday Night Football. Take the whole weekend to golf. Please expand poker night to Tuesdays and Thursdays. It just gives us more time to run the world in your absence. We do this regardless. But it's nice not having you breathing down our necks.
This is a bitter woman.
Yeah.
This is an angry woman.
Very C-ish.
Number three. We know about the $3,000 in parking tickets. We just haven't said anything. Yet.
What does that mean?
Number four thing.
I mean, she's not half... You know, there's a guy that has to live with her, and I feel sorry for that guy.
Poor pussy whip guy somewhere. I mean, I think, you know, every time I think I have it bad, I just got to look at her and think.
Hasn't there been an article where she talks about him?
Yeah.
Right? Where she slams the guy?
We read the article in which she slammed Ray Romano
mm-hmm.
when he won the Emmy, and she mussed up his hair, you know, saying that mm-hmm. she was loving him, but actually was treating him as she related to him like he was a dog.
Yeah, right.
And then how... her husband doesn't do enough around the house.
Right.
So they went to counseling, and the counselor agreed with her, and mm-hmm. that her husband now has agreed to do things her way.
Right.
Anyway, number four, 10 Things You Don't Know About Women by Patricia Heaton. Number four, we love it when you try. You
wow.
know, I'm against domestic violence, but I'd love to try to just give her a fat lip. I really would. I've never even been in a real fist fight with a man. But I'd love just to smack her in the face. Number five. We love when you start to tell that story. The hilarious one that shows how great you really are. We have a place to go. Hold on, let me start this again. Oh, whenever you start to tell that story, the hilarious one that shows how great you really are, we have a place to go in our minds. They have blunder drinks there and cute cabana boys. Did I say cute? I meant mute.
Oh, wow.
So what? Read between the lines, you know, her husband tells a story that is she's heard before. She just drifts away because it's so painful for her.
She
drifts away to where there's a stud that's going to service her and not tell anybody. Bitch!
Number six. Please don't wear jewelry of any kind. Ever. Just smell good and change your underwear once in a while.
Wow.
You are wearing underwear, aren't you?
Buzz, are you today?
No, not today.
Oh, God.
Number seven. We know you look back fondly on your days with Kathy's psycho slut. She is now 50, wearing the same miniskirt and tube top she wore 20 years ago, and she can't quite keep her lipstick inside the lines. By the way, she called. Knock yourself out.
Wow. This is an angry, angry woman.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And it's really, it's
tummy word.
It comes through with like every interview. Yeah. Anytime she's out there now, you're seeing what
she's
all about.
See you in Toledo,
right.
You stupid whore.
We can see.
Number eight. I mean, it'd be one thing if this was like...
It's just a bitter kind of... it's a nasty... It's not funny. It was kind of nasty.
Yeah. It was a joke-like piece. You're like, okay.
Yeah, it's just kind of rotten. It's just kind of mean.
Number eight. Occasionally, we find your cluelessness attractive. There's something about your blind enthusiasm for the sharper image, your ability to pick all the wrong people as friends, and your devotion to reorganizing the CD collection you never listened to that's endearing in the same way that having a slightly mentally ill brother is.
Wow.
Now,
she is a man hater of biblical proportions.
Now, if I'm not reading this incorrectly, she's just comparing a man to a retard.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
No, he's not retarded.
Wow.
Slightly mentally. Number nine, things you don't know about women. We use your razor because it's there.
Ooh.
And number 10.
And I bet she uses it in her bad area, too.
If the house were burning down and we could take only one thing with us, it wouldn't be the red Milano, but some kind of shoes, I guess. She's talking to some designer brand of shoes.
Hmm.
It would be you, but you'd have to carry the shoes.
Wow.
God.
So is that her attempt to be sweet?
I guess.
That was her attempt to be nice at the end.
Yeah.
I'm falling out my fist right now.
I can see that.
I would just go, boom! And I've never hit I've never hit anybody in my life. But the more I read about her, the more I see her. You know, after we had that episode, the more I see her. God, I wish I could just say the word.
Well, you don't have to worry about it. There's,
what a
You know what? There's a guy.
What a,
all right.
Can't people see what I'm trying to say?
I'm sure they know by now.
Yes.
You know, you don't worry about it. There's a guy that you just have to feel sorry for.
Yeah.
There's a guy that's made a terrible choice in his life.
Mr. Heaton?
Right. I don't get it. I don't get her whole her whole thing. It's very, very strange.
And why would Esquire go with this? Esquire is a men's magazine.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because the reason you just did it, the way you reacted, and the way we reacted. They're no dummies. I read Esquire all the time, and they are... I love that publication. I think it's one of the best on the market. And they know exactly what they're doing. They know that everybody in their readership is going to go, hey, see?
Remember when she said about using our razor?
Yeah.
I think we should just start leaving out straight razors. And hope. Roll the dice, baby.
I look at the picture. And the picture of her, of course, wearing leather pants, hands on hips, very assertive.
Head.
Right.
You know, dyed.
And she's all special, because she
dyed red hair.
Those aren't things we don't know about women. Those are things she hates about men,
yeah,
for the most part.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with
that. Right.
Right.
It's a ruse.
Right.
And, you know, there's something I don't like, the thing about farting and burping. All right, that's, you know, that's standard.
That's your standard. You know, non-creative.
But what's the thing about don't wear jewelry? I mean, like what, a man can't wear a watch or a wedding ring?
That's her little thing. That's her thing.
Who knows?
Please don't wear jewelry of any kind. Yes, although as I look in the picture, she has on two necklaces and two rings herself.
Of course. More for her.
And I don't get this thing. Her husband must have had something going with a girl from back in the past, because
the
thing about
tube top.
Kathy psycho slut, who's now 50,
and can't keep the lipstick between the lines,
wearing the same miniskirt and tube top.
Knock yourself out.
By the way, she called, knock yourself out.
Wow.
I'd like to knock you out. You dumb.
Well, there she is. And just she's almost becoming Elvis-like. She keeps giving.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike. My name is Jennifer. I'm a longtime listener. I love your show.
Thanks.
And I just wanted to call and say that I think Patricia Heaton is a pig, and I would much rather listen to Sharon Osbourne and her filthy language any day than that dumb
You know what? And Sharon Osbourne, I watched really...
Osbourne is a lady.
Sharon Osbourne, you want to talk about somebody who... Really, you cut through all the crap and all the hype about the Osbournes. And you know, Don, I'm late to the party on the Osbournes. In fact, I'm not even watching it as much as I did at the beginning of this season. That, the genuine love, believe it or not, and respect that those two, even though he is like bumbling, you know, drug-addled mind and everything like that, they're... It's just wonderful to watch. It really, it's like the most loving couple I've ever seen.
Welcome to the world of Mike.
Yeah,
this is like everything that was written though a year ago.
No, but I mean, it really is. It's amazing. No, but this year they didn't. When they did, the one thing they had this year was the exchange of the vows that they had this year. That's what I'm referring to.
I saw that episode too,
and that was just really, really amazing. You know, and when you really realize that she has been through the cancer that she has been through, she doesn't get. I think it's a rare woman who's really not fazed by men. And I think a lot of women, unfortunately, get fazed by men.
You know, I'll tell you this about Patty Heaton. I used to, well, here's the music, everybody knows Raymond. When Monday Night Football was on, of course, I would never watch any, I wouldn't watch CSI Miami or anything, I'd watch football. But then I always look forward to, when football was over, I'd watch all those shows on Monday night that I never got to see.
Right.
Well, I think Everybody Loves Raymond is a funny show.
Very funny.
I genuinely like Ray Romano. I think he's fantastic. The guy who plays his brother is good.
Doris Roberts, I think, is one of the funniest actresses on television.
Peter Boyle, best man at John Lennon's wedding. Young Frankenstein. But I can't watch the show now.
Right.
Because of her.
Well, really think about... Of all, and not because we've had a feud. Think about replacing cast members on that show. Who is the one cast member that really would not be missed? Who could you plug anybody into?
And if you look at the old reruns, like Channel 20 runs reruns every night at 7 and 7:30,
right.
Back in the beginning part of the show, she was a bitch. But she wasn't a bitch on wheels like she is now.
Mm-hmm.
All her role on the show now is... You know, she used to have I know it's just a sitcom, but she used to have the back and forth with Raymond and the husband and wife stuff. Now, every episode, it's just, she tells him he's a dick. She tells him he's an idiot. Yeah, she makes him a nice bowl of scorn flakes.
Mm-hmm.
Every episode is just her running him in the, and I know it's a made-up TV show, but I got to think she has some influence into the character.
Right.
And the real Heaton is coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we got a lot of people want to talk about Patty Heaton.
I'll bet.
Man, oh, man. Hello, Ryan.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, darling Mike?
We're talking about the world's biggest bitch.
Absolutely, man. You know what, guys? I 100% agree. I mean, my girlfriend watch a show all the time, and it's funny. I don't know. The last woman caller just called in. She was agreeing, too. But you know what? It's funny. I watch show with my girlfriend all the time, and she always thinks that Ray is acting like an idiot, whatever her name.
All right, we'll go to another caller.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I mean, was it me? I didn't understand the thing that guy was saying.
No, well, I'm deaf.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike, hi there.
Hey, are you sure that's Patty Eaton or my girlfriend and I or my mom? Because they such bitchy comments, man.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just there's nothing in there that's funny. That's the I don't know why it was written. It was written to be just nasty because that's all it is.
Patricia Heaton is the star. Is the star?
Not really.
Of Everybody Loves Raymond. Do you believe that?
No.
Hello, Don and Mike show. That's what it says. A little bio underneath this thing.
Amazing.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I think I know why she doesn't like men with jewelry.
Why?
Because if you have a ring on and you just catch her right, like right above her eye.
Oh, stop it.
Punch her in the
okay,
face.
Okay, stop. God.
He's right, you know.
Rob's right.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes, and Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Right.
I was flipping through a magazine a couple weeks ago, and here's the really scary part. She has 4 sons, and she's going to raise a bunch of, you know, fancy boys.
Fancy lads.
I was
Do you remember the last article we read where she said that she doesn't allow her children to watch TV after 4:30 in the afternoon?
No, and get this. Her one kid is like 4 years old or 5 years old, and he still has a pacifier in his mouth. Like, what's up with that?
It's a little odd. Really?
Yeah, like, all the boys, you know, they're all getting beat up at school. And
wait a minute, 4 years old and the kid's still got a pacifier?
Yeah.
I wonder if he still is sucking on mommy's teeth.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Oh, my God. 4 years old, that's, wow.
Hold on, we got to go to a guy who says he works for Patty Heaton.
Oh, my God.
Is this true, Randy?
Yes. How are you? Guy's got a real rocket show, I want to say.
Thank you. You worked for Patty Heaton?
Well, I used to clean carpets and upholstery, and I would about every 6 weeks or so go out and clean carpet and upholstery for her, and I have to agree that she's a real C.U. in Tijuana. She's a real piece of art.
She ever give you any grief?
Oh, my God. I was a total dirtbag to her. I had to use the back door only.
I mean, she specified that?
Oh, yeah, she goes, you will not use the foyer entrance. You will use the back door.
Oh, my
God. I've seen her boot her dog a couple times.
What? Seen her kick her dog?
Yeah, and I caught her chewing her toenails one time. It was pretty nasty. It was nasty.
Come on, I don't know if I believe this.
I don't believe
it. Where did you live?
This was down in San Diego. I worked for a chem dry down there. And yeah, she was sitting on the couch, and I walked by, and she had her leg pulled up, and she was dying on her big toe.
What year was this, allegedly?
Oh, this was back about 91, 92.
Wow.
All right. Maybe you're on the level. All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
See you later.
Yeah, I believed him up until the toenail part.
I still believe her because I want to.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, you know, my wife loves her, and I don't know what I'm going to do because I can't stand the bitch now. I listen to you guys talk about her, and I agree with everything
you
said.
You got to turn your wife on to some of this stuff about Patricia Heaton. Because, I mean, even a bitchly cowcorn-type woman has to read something like this and go, wow, you know, this lady's got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
This is a real man-hater.
Yeah, I'd love to see an analyst take a look at that. What does that mean, you know?
Because this is not a humorous article.
There have been themes. I mean, she has been quoted in publications recently, and there seems to be that man-hating theme that exists. And, you know, you go back to really when she was on our show, and she just didn't want to have any fun. And this, you know, this is a guy's environment. It's obvious. And she just really was hostile towards us. And I think really it was unjustified.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember exactly. It was, we have a bit called the sex quiz.
Right.
You can take it or choose not to take it. We were very polite with her, and she said, I don't want anything to do with anything that you guys are discussing. But she dropped the S-bomb twice.
Yeah, I mean, what is this S?
Yeah, we had to dump, you know, and then we started on the offensive with her. We said, wait a minute, hold on. You're asking us what this S is. You're using language that can't be used on the radio.
And then it just completely deteriorated, and then she got us in trouble.
It happened when the Emmy was won.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, her first visit went quite swimmingly.
Yeah, when we were actually face to face.
Right.
Out in Los Angeles.
Right.
Wasn't this the satellite thing we were doing with her where she lost her cool?
It was just a phoner. It was a series of phoners that we got her on that.
Hello there, Mike in Baltimore, Live 105. Mike.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, could you imagine having this bitch for your mother-in-law?
No, could you imagine this bitch as any woman in your life?
Yeah.
As your mother, your wife, your sister? God forbid if you were growing up in a home and she was your, like, older sister.
Yeah, it's tough. Very, very difficult.
Or, like that other lady said, can you imagine those four boys?
Well, you know, you put everything together and it just seems to be a theme. And this seems to be getting worse.
Yeah.
Irvin, hello.
Hey, Don Mike.
Hi.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
God, that chick, what a bitch. She's the reason why dudes are having more and more problems getting laid in the bars. They go and read stuff like this, they're ruining it for us.
All right, thank you.
Blame it on that.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Number one, you guys rock. The reason she, you know, borrows the razors is probably to shave her back.
All right, thank you. I think maybe that's already been said, but thank you.
You know, she'd like my PS2 game, The Getaway. Because all The Getaway is just blowing away guys all day and realistically blowing away men for no real reason.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
Do you think that if, say, Ray Romano wrote that, that a bunch of feminists would be going crazy over it?
Oh, you know it. If it was 10 things you don't know about men.
And he was saying, just sit down, shut up, and don't just be there.
Yeah.
The feminists, would go crazy over
that. Yeah,
there's
a bit of a double standard.
Right? That'd be great. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Hi.
You know what I think should happen, Or?
What?
You know that movie Overboard?
The one with Goldie Hawn and
Kurt Russell.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Sad to say, I know the movie, yes.
That's what should happen to her. She's a fall overboard.
You want
to
win?
Lose her memory.
Right, let me tell you.
The rest of the nation that
in the movie,
haven't seen that movie.
Goldie Hawn is a rich bitch. Really a rich bitch. And she's on her boat, and she falls overboard.
Like one of the worst movies ever made.
And she loses her memory, and she meets Kurt Russell, who falls in love with her.
And he's like a real dirtbag.
Who was the other guy in that? Who was the other? Wasn't there another character that played the
guy? There was a guy who was the husband.
There was a fat guy who played his friend or something. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, the rich, her husband.
Well, I don't know. It's an awful movie, but
TBS shows it like twice a week.
Yeah, it's a regular on TBS or USA Network.
Well, at least it's not like on HBO, The Net. How many times are they going to run The Net?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
I
just wanted to tell you guys that when I was listening to you, I was just, it just made my whole day. I listen to you guys every day, and I think you are so much fun and great, and I've never heard such a little tinge of pain. Like, it hurt your feelings a little bit there, how she was talking about men.
A Patricia Heaton?
Yeah.
A bitch.
She is a bitch, and I agree 100%. I think she's a little nasty, and for her to go to your bosses and to go about anything that way and get all pissy about it.
We're not just going off, and we do have a history, and we are biased. There's no doubt about it.
I agree with you. But
you should know. A lot of times we exaggerate about stuff. I'm not exaggerating when I say she called Les Moonves.
She did all this off the air. She said the S word on the air. We had to bleep her out, and then she went got progressively angrier, and then we know that it went all the way up to the top.
To the very top, because I remember Ken.
And that has never been done, even when things have gone badly with a guest. Nobody has ever done that before.
The late Ken Stevens said that at one point, he had just gotten off the phone with, as he called her, Patty, with Patty's agent.
Right.
And that Patty was still upset that the company hadn't fired us yet.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was really, really a complete overreaction. And so now we keep an eye out for things like that, and, we're sensitive about it.
We're watching her.
You know, she has so many things to be grateful for, and she has such a group of people she works with that you would think she would be so happy that she'd be able to take things in a light, generous, fun way. And she is evil, and she has blood boiling over little baby itsy-bitsy things, especially to try to crash on people like you that make a difference and make people laugh and have fun.
Thank you, darling.
Yeah.
Thank you. Goodbye. That's enough.
Rob.
She was right. Hello, Donna Mike.
Don?
Yes, and Mike.
Yeah, hi, Mike.
Hi there.
I just called. I told you about her four sons. And I just wanted to add, do you think when she spreads her legs for her husband to have sex, the furnace kicks on?
God. All
right.
Wow.
Hello, Don.
Interesting she's getting that reaction from women.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
You're the last call, because Mr. Broyho, who has unprotected sex with his girlfriend, keeps coming in and giving me that break side. Hello.
Hey, guys, love the show.
Thanks.
Hey, Don, you may not be able to hit her, but I think Leah might put up a pretty good fight.
Cat fight.
Leah Remini?
Jello wrestling. Oh.
I think Leah would kick her ass.
Mm-hmm.
Although definitely.
You know, something tells me that Patty Heaton has a real mean streak in her that maybe Leah doesn't have down inside.
Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, I don't know. I've heard you guys
maybe
argue.
Maybe you're right, Don.
Yeah,
I've heard you guys arguing. She can dish it out with you guys just as well as you can. So I think it'd be a pretty good one.
It might be a good one.
How about the Widow Remini? Leah's mom.
Leah's mom would tear Patty Heaton apart.
Short work, don't you think?
Yeah, short work.
We got a break. We'll be right back. Oh, great. The equipment's busted.
Patty Heaton did that.
Patty did it.
We had a nice out. No, I hit the thing and
it's all good.
Oh, now there it goes. See it effed up.
See what you made me do.
See that, Patty?
Patty, hold on. Just let it kill.
Okay. We got nothing else to do.
No, this will be good. How do you like the new phone system?
Rob, you're killing me. Okay. So now I press it, it'll go.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Only three times.
What's this, a delegation?
We just came down here to get you away from that radio.
That's right, Herman. It's caused us nothing but trouble.
Don't worry. I'm just trying to get some music so I can relax. Will you listen to that?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Dad, I got a new record today. Is it okay if I play it on the phonograph?
Well, of course it is. I think it's very nice for a young boy to be interested in music.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What are you, retarded?
No. Come on.
Pride, sloth, greed, gluttony, wrath, envy, vengeance, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Tell you, Jim Skin's standing by.
All right.
And we're going to get to Donnie's Naked Cruelty today as well. Tomorrow on the show, Evan Marriott, the real McGilla.
Wow.
I'll be interesting. Joe Millionaire.
You know, enough time has passed where I'll be glad to, like, bring up some of those questions that we all have.
Yeah, and he will give him the sex quiz.
Very good.
And then he'll take it, unlike Patty Heaton.
Mm-hmm.
All through tomorrow, the most beautiful, most dynamic woman in network TV sports, Nancy.
Ah, Nancy will be here.
Jim Nance will be joining us. You know they got the big selection show this weekend on CBS for the NCAA. Mike, a reminder from me to you.
Uh-oh.
That we owe Jim Nance money from the NFL season, and you got to get a check in tomorrow.
Was it five bills?
Might be a thousand. We might have gone double or nothing
because
with him.
We went double or nothing in the playoffs?
Think so. Not sure. I got Lisa working.
Did we have
on
a
it.
Super Bowl bet with him?
No, it was just
he blew the Super Bowl.
It was just the playoffs.
He picked the Raiders in the Super Bowl, didn't he?
Yeah, but we owe him money. Mm-hmm.
I know we owe him money. I think you're probably right. It's $1,000 for the Three Amigos Foundation.
But anyway, when Lisa was calling his secretary, they noticed that they have not received our check yet.
Hmm.
You owe five and you owe a grand.
Wow.
Why do I owe more?
Because you went double or nothing in the playoffs. Where Mike decide.
I'm such a schmuck. All right, well, would you email Frida?
Yeah, okay.
Please, thank you.
You want to bring me a check tomorrow and I'll mail it off?
Yeah, email me, okay?
And, okay, sure.
Just remind me on that so I can do that. And because really, when you email me, there's about 30% chance I'll remember.
And that's Shooter at...
Anyway, tomorrow, Nancy.
At AOL, though.
Plus the brand new low-budget Jeopardy. A lot of stuff today. We're going to cram a lot today and cram even more tomorrow. And now it's time for Jimmy Skin. Jim McBride. We're the pleasure of having this guy on the show every week.
And happily married Jim McBride.
Mm-hmm. The website, the world's greatest, www.mrskin.com. I took his advice again, and I got the Elizabeth Hurley thing.
Yeah.
And damn, is she a fine-looking woman naked.
Elizabeth Hurley's a pretty girly.
Is she fine? And my wife, I think I've mentioned this on the air, has noticed the habit that I'm in. We have Jim on the show Thursday.
I was going to say, I've noticed the stains.
I go to Amazon Friday. Uh-huh. I have the video by Monday. It's like every Friday I order a video.
That's very cool, though. Yeah. And, you know, you have never been disappointed by his recommendations.
No, never. Mm-hmm. And here he is now. Hey, Jim.
Hey, I'm going to have another one you're going to have to order today, too. So.
Great news. Great news. Before we get to videos, I add, of course, the website, MrSkin.com.
Right.
We highly recommend it. Is there anything new in the theater, nudity-wise?
No, theater's pretty weak. The two big movies opening tomorrow is The Hunted with Tommy Lee Jones, Benicio del Toro, and Connie Nielsen. Nudity in that. And then the other movie, I just wanted to mention, there's no nudity in it, but it looks like it's going to be pretty interesting, that Willard movie with Crispin Glover.
That looks like, I mean, take the nudity out of it. Doesn't that look like it's going to kick ass?
Well, because I was a big fan of the 1971 movie Willard with Bruce Davison and Ernest Borgnine, and that was a TV movie of the week, you know, back when TV movies of the week were actually good, and they're remaking it, and that's kind of a cult, like any guy that grew up in the, you know, 70s or 80s remembers that movie from reruns and stuff. It's every time you see a bunch of rats, you always think of Willard.
I think of it because Mad Magazine did, like, one of their best parodies of Willard. It was hysterical.
Hey, Jim, I know that we've asked you about her before, and that there's no nude shots of her, but we just saw over the weekend, my wife, my kid, myself, saw Old School, and we saw that the girl from 24 in Old School, lots of shots of her wearing a thong.
Right.
And wearing the little shorty.
Alicia Cuthbert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so sweet. I know we've asked you, but we have no nudity on her on record, right?
No, mainly because she's so young, but it's good news that she's in movies. I mean, she was born in 1982, so we got to give her a little time to do the nude stuff, but it's cool that she was in Old School. That's a start.
And you know, you really, as Mr. Skinner said before, you got to, she's also on 24, the hottest show on television right now, and you're going to have, doesn't the career have to sometimes, like, flag a little bit and wane a little bit before they start doing nudity?
Yes, either, what happens normally is either it's before you're famous or anyone's heard of you, you'll be in this obscure movie where you have a great nude scene, which is an example of something I have today, or you're doing real well, and all of a sudden you kind of, things start to go kind of bad, and then next thing you know, you're in a straight-to-video with Eric Roberts naked.
All right, so there's nothing at the theaters this week. What do you have on video?
Well, good stuff as usual on DVD. First, you guys remember that girl from MTV, Julie Brown. Now, I'm not talking about downtown Julie Brown, the other Julie
big
Brown.
Girl with big knockers?
Yeah, big, huge breasts. Just Say Julie. She was in Police Academy 2. I guess they called her West Coast Julie to differentiate her from downtown Julie Brown. But this is an example of early in the career. She did this movie called Bloody Birthday from 1981, which...
she looks so different with dark hair.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. Well, she did this movie before she was famous. It was like the first movie she was ever in. And in the movie, about 13 minutes in, these two kids are peeping through a hole in the wall, and she's changing, and she gets completely nude. Now, it's butt and breast shots, no bush, but she's pretty funny, but she's always had huge cans, and I always, you know, it was always a thrill when, you know, you get to know that someone with breasts like that has actually shown them, and this is Julie Brown in the movie Bloody Birthday from 1981.
Those are perfect breasts.
They are perfect.
Yeah. And she has that kind of 80s, you know, fuller figure thing happening that I kind of like. Not the real skinny with fake breasts look that's so common today.
Exactly.
Yeah, but she looks great. The movie's Bloody Birthday. It happens 13 minutes in. You get to see Julie Brown naked.
Wow. And imagine that movie in 1980. So we're talking about 23 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But wow. Yeah. Holds up. And if you remember Julie Brown, and again, not downtown Julie Brown.
I remember being annoying.
Yeah. But hey, she's not annoying, annoying with her clothes on.
No, not really at all. No.
Hey, Jim, I know this is on topic. She's not the girl that was on Pee Wee's Playhouse, is she? Do you know the girl with the big knockers who was on Pee Wee's Playhouse?
Natasha Lyonne was. Now, I don't know if that's who you're referring to that played like Ophelia or Opelia or something.
Aren't you thinking of, what's her name, Miss Yvonne?
Miss Yvonne.
Yeah, maybe.
In like the prom dress?
Yeah, who was Miss Yvonne from Pee Wee's Playhouse?
I should know it. I don't. I know it's not her, though.
Yeah, that one I'm not sure. It's been so darn long since I've seen that. I know, boy, I know that Natasha Lyonne was on there. Even Phil Hartman was on there for a while on that show. But Miss Yvonne, I'm not sure who that is.
All right, so sorry to get you off track there.
Oh, no problem.
There's Julie Brown, and the movie is...
The movie's Bloody Birthday from 1981.
All right, let's move on to the next piece.
Yeah. Well, I want to introduce you guys to one of my all-time favorite actresses. She's a little obscure, but you have to get to know her. Her name is Uschi Diggard. She was in a bunch of Russ Meyer flicks, and she did a ton of great TNA softcore stuff in the 60s and 70s.
She's giant.
Giant. She's from Sweden.
Wow.
She came here, and she's probably the most mainstream movie you might know her from. Remember the old movie Kentucky Fried Movie?
Oh, yeah.
Where
sure.
The girl, remember in the shower where the girl's breasts are pressed up against the glass? She's having sex with the guy, and there's that wild sex scene in the shower?
Right, right.
That's Uschi Diggard. And there's a movie new on DVD called The Godson, which is a 1971 movie, which actually was based on the Mario Puzo book, The Godfather, but they just went with The Godson, and, you know, it's softcore. There was, you know, no acting or any writing, but the nudity in this is unbelievable. And Uschi Diggert has some of the best breasts, and those are all natural. She's from Sweden.
Man, like, those are real?
Yeah, they're like 36 triple D.
Wow.
All real. She's gorgeous. She gets naked a ton in this movie. It's called The Godson. Plus, there's a ton of other babes naked, but I just wanted you guys to know Uschi Diggert is in the Mr. Skin Hall of Fame for, you know, a long and a great career when it comes to celeb nudity in movies.
Uschi Diggert. You have heard the name for the first time here. Diggert.
Diggert.
Excuse me. Go to MrSkin.com.
Uschi Diggert. It's a dirty name, isn't
there
it?
There is a shot of her laying on a bed with a guy and a black chick behind her.
Yeah,
and
it's good.
She's not even doing that thing where she's arching her back to make her breasts pop out further.
Right.
They're just naturally big, gigantic jug.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's great. But here's the big pick to click, the one I think Don's going to buy at the video store, is Blind Date, which is a 1984 movie. Now, not the Blind Date with Bruce Willis and Kim Basinger. That was a 1987 movie. This is a 1984 movie. Now, listen to this. In this movie, you get Kirstie Alley topless from Cheers. She has a great nude scene in bed. Now, and what's also cool about this DVD is they added additional nudity, an additional scene that's not on the old videotape, and this videotape's even really hard to find, but the good news is this is a brand new release. It's called Blind Date, 1984, so you get Kirstie Alley naked in bed, and the same movie for you Star Trek geeks, Marina Sirtis, who plays Deanna Troi.
That's one of Don and my favorites.
Wow.
You get the
look at that.
Yeah, she was very young, plays a hooker, and she shows her enterprises, if you will. They're both Kirstie Alley and her very ample chest babe. So it was kind of a big breast day today. So.
Jim, I got to tell you that Kirstie Alley, as she is today, is a pig.
Right,
but if you go back to 1984, and Mike, let me click back on.
Oh, she was a turbo hottie.
Kirstie Alley.
Oh yeah.
She's laying in bed. She's got curly hair. She had, you know, it's always a sign of a girl with nice, big, real boobs when she's lying on her back and the boobs are still big and full.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
And I am a big Counselor Deanna Troi fan on Star Trek.
She looks different in that. It's definitely an old movie.
Yeah, she's in the movie for like 5 minutes and is naked for four and a half. It's pretty
there you go.
Now, hey, Jim, do you think Marina Deanna Troi, do you think those are real?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, those are real.
Definitely.
You know, because I'm looking and Mike right
get a little
there,
put right there.
There it looks like there's a little Jim on the right,
little star edge.
Yeah, like there might.
No, I think those are real.
You think
no,
so?
especially this is early '80s and it wasn't as common.
Listen, you're right. You hit the jackpot with me, Jimmy. The movie Blind Date, 1984.
All right.
Yeah, and don't forget, the director's commentary has additional nudity on top of what you see in the movie, so there's bonus nudity in it.
Wow. Now, listen, is this really, is he the best guest we have on the show?
Amen,
ever?
Brother.
He is Jesus Christ.
Jim Skin.
Let me ask, Jimmy, about Star Trek. You know the broad who was Dr. Crusher?
I'm not a big Star Trek fan. If you gave me the name, I could tell you.
I don't know.
The redhead.
She also had a role in The Untouchables. I'm sure she's not done any nudity. She's not.
She had a role in The Untouchables?
Yeah. If you go back.
She the wife of Kevin Costner in The Untouchables?
Gates McFadden.
No, yeah, that's her name.
Gates McFadden.
Oh, well, actually, Gates McFadden. Remember the show? Okay, I know who you're talking about now. Remember the old show Dream On?
Sure.
She had a little something in there, but as far as movies go, nothing. Good nudity-wise, unfortunately, for Gates McFadden.
Hey, Buzz, look her up on the site.
I just did. There's nothing.
There's nothing there?
All right, well...
She's there, but no
I'm
nude
I'm just
picture.
On a Star Trek riff, but...
Yeah.
Man,
yeah, the only thing you're going to get from her is a real brief thing in Dream On, and the problem is Dream On isn't available on video or DVD, so it's really tough to find.
Right. And is this about the only picture you've got of Deanna Troi topless?
Well, she also is. She was also in a movie called. She did Blind Date and then The Wicked Lady in 1983, in which she showed a little babushka in that. So you want to check that out?
Oh, hold on. What was the name of that, Jim?
Pardon me?
The Wicked Lady.
The Wicked Lady.
Because I write this stuff down. The Wicked Lady.
The Wicked Lady also has Faye Dunaway in the movie. Now, Faye Dunaway is not naked in it, but there's a scene where Faye Dunaway is whipping Counselor Deanna Troi, Maria Sirtis out in front of all these people, and you get a decent bush shot in the bedroom, and then you get a real nice topless scene, and you'll be able to really tell her breasts are real because they're bouncing around outside.
And Faye Dunaway's been naked in a bunch of movies, hasn't she?
Yeah, well, you know, she did a movie, remember Barfly with
Mickey Rourke?
Right. She did a thing called The Arrangement with Kirk Douglas in 1969 on a beach that's pretty good.
That's what you might want to check out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, yeah, you definitely, if you're a Marina Sirtis fan, this Blind Date's great, but I also recommend checking out The Wicked Lady from 1983. There's even a little more nudity in that.
I'll get them both. And, guys, if you want to see Deanna Troi topless, you got to go to MrSkin.com. You spell her name, MarinaSirtis.
Yeah, where you keep them both. We have the pics from Wicked Lady, too, if you want to check that out.
And the site is www.mrskin.com. Jimmy, as always, you've made me happy. You're the man. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Take care.
All right, see ya. Bye-bye. Really, is he like the best guest ever?
They're pretty tight there, too.
Yeah.
You timed it with the end of the music.
All the way to the very end.
Wow.
I mean, really, does he deliver week in and week out, even when there's crap in the theaters?
And, you know, if you're willing to go far enough back into the archives, I kind of love that stuff, where he finds these, you know, these obscure films that women have done. It's amazing.
And the thing is, the more I'm looking at this Deanna Troi,
yeah,
from 1984, so this must be right before she got the gig on Star Trek The
right.
Next Generation.
Right.
In answer to your earlier question, Lynn Stewart was the actress who played Miss Yvonne on Pee-wee's Playhouse, and there are no pictures of her on the website, so apparently she hasn't done any nude scenes.
I remember she just had huge
boobs.
You know what's cool, the way you said that, Buzz? The tone you used was the same tone you would use, like, for a real news bulletin. Yeah, it's, well, all important.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. And, you know, and about Kirstie Alley, please don't judge Kirstie Alley from the Pier 1 commercials or that CBS movie she did a couple of weeks ago where she was the fat retard.
Right.
I know a lot of our listeners don't remember. Okay, all right, Rob, there. Hold on.
No, he's not retarded.
But she was retarded in that movie. You got to remember, back in the day, back when Cheers was on, right at the beginning of Cheers,
mm-hmm.
Kirstie Alley was a piece of ass.
And I will always remember her from the Star Trek movie, when she had her head shaved.
Yeah.
And she was still hot and just incredible.
Like, I'm looking at that deleted scene that Mr. Skin had from Blind Date. Look at it again and tell me right there, if that Kirstie Alley, if that was the same Kirstie Alley today,
oh yeah,
that chick would be all over the movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
but she's got DBS.
Wichita's own.
Delta Burke syndrome.
Yes.
That's what she's got.
Wow. She expanded.
Well, you know, when you do comedy, you can get away with that. That's why she's got the whole Earth Mother thing going now.
Hello. That's why she's so funny.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. This is whoever you got on. I listen to you guys all the time. This guy you got on, he is dynamite. He has just perked up my marriage, I'm telling you right now.
He's a savant.
I'm going out right now. Godson, I got all the movies listed. I'm going out and getting them.
What amazes me is really, He is an encyclopedia. He knows in his head, he's got it memorized, every
who is this guy?
Actress, Jim McBride.
His name is Jim McBride. MrSkin.com, you tard. Jesus, he's on every week.
Go there.
You know, and the reason I think that Jim works on our show is that we really get into what he says.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on, you know, Jim will tell you, he's on like 500 radio stations a week.
Right, right.
He's got his website, but we got a rapport with him, and the reason we got a rapport with him is that we dig the fact that he can just name any movie from any genre.
It's fun.
You name any actress, and he'll tell you off the top of his head.
Yeah.
She's naked here, she's naked here, she's naked here.
He's amazing.
You see the left breast, you see the right breast, you see Bush.
The pride of the McBride family.
And don't think he hasn't turned that into, like, a multi-million dollar business.
Oh, you better believe it.
MrSkin.com. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, this is David calling from Baltimore.
Yeah.
Hey, first of all, just wanted to say I'm a big fan of you guys. I've been listening ever since I moved down to the D.C. area when you guys were over on JFK, and I just want you to know you guys are funny as hell.
Well, it's nice to be on FM finally on Live 105 in Baltimore.
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, I was almost PO'd with you guys because I thought I couldn't get FM inside of the building, and I was listening to you on Baby JFK 1300.
Right.
But, you know, I did a little bit of finagling, you know, just to let you know for the government it's your tax dollars at work. So I did a little finagling after about a half hour. I got the radio to work, but that's not why I called. I just wanted to let you guys know, I think Mr. Skin may have missed one.
Really?
Yeah, Mariana Sirtis. Ask Buzz to look this up.
Marina,
yeah, sorry. I think that she was in the Charles Bronson movie Death Wish as well.
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
And was she naked in it?
I think that she was topless, and they also, trying to say it right so I don't get beat up.
You know,
she got bent over and raped.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, the guys at the beginning.
Why
did you play Rob's baby? Because it was something hateful?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rob.
You know, in fairness to Mr. Skin, he might know that, but he's just mentioning the two movies that he thinks are the best.
I apologize, Rob. Right.
Well, okay. Anyway, by the way, I just want Rob to know that he's got a black counterpart, me.
Good. Oh, nice look, Rob.
See you later.
I'm not sure what that means.
Admit you didn't accept his good wishes.
That was the Mr. Skin segment.
Yeah. Very good.
Now,
can we write?
You want to talk some hate.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, and in betweens, this music means only one thing to regular listeners to the show. We kid Rob about being evil, but really? What is it Leah Remini's mother said to me one time?
You have evil in your soul.
I have evil in my soul. We're going to do it right now. Donnie's Naked Cruelty. Where I make a phone call for you that you just can't fathom making. Whether it's something as pedestrian as a friend of yours has bad breath.
Right.
To... you want out of a marriage, or you...
Rob, you won't be making that call, Rob.
I don't know. Yeah, at least not for you. I don't know, whatever the circumstance is, but if there's something you want to say to somebody, and it's just so cruel and over the top, you can't picture yourself actually doing it.
You mentioned bad breath, and I think that we've had one that involved odor that was very, very special. You cut right to it. You don't mince words. You get it done. You get it done fast, and you get it done effectively.
I'll tell you one reason I know I like this bit is that Mike doesn't like it.
Right.
That when we first start going with the people call, mm-hmm. with all the calls that they want me to make,
right.
I know that when Mike gets upset,
right.
and they go, oh, don't do that one, don't do that one, I know that we're hitting some gold. I use you as a barometer.
Right.
No, I'm trying to give you a compliment.
I appreciate that. Thank you. It's well taken. Just like that other compliment you gave me earlier about the fact that your wife was doesn't want you to talk about your weight loss when I'm in the room.
All right, hold on. Stop it. Stop the music.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. You and I have different sensibilities about how far we can go.
Right.
On the show.
Right.
When somebody calls in with something that I think it's a judgment call,
mm-hmm.
but like you are over there and you get that look on your face like,
right.
oh, no effing way.
Right.
Even though I know you know that it's not over the line.
Right.
But just for your personal sensibility,
mm-hmm.
you're against it.
Well, sometimes in the 18 years you've gone with that occasionally.
I know it's a winner though a lot of times.
I understand.
I'm Jesus Christ, forget it. You know,
what?
I was trying to...
Jesus Christ, it was a compliment.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Right, okay.
Anyway, a lot of times, that's when I know I'm onto something good.
Right.
When you're...
When I hate it.
When you hate it.
Right, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
You know what I mean.
How the F do I possibly accept that as a compliment? How do I how do I turn that around in my brain when you say, hey, if Mike doesn't like it, I know it's going to be really good. How do I put that on the pottery wheel, reach my hand down into that, and turn that into an effing way of me thinking that's positive for me?
Because sometimes...
Why don't we field the calls right now where Mike's a pussy for a half an hour?
No, now...
I'm sorry. My point is well taken here. And you know what? The last time you did Naked Cruelty, at the end of it, I said... I actually liked Naked Cruelty because it was something you did that was funny.
But during the process, there were some calls that had... Okay, now you can take a serious compliment.
Yes. What?
You have a giant zit on your face.
Hank,
no.
Now, that's
sometimes,
a compliment.
Sometimes there would be a call that I would take...
Right.
That really... I know I shouldn't take.
Right.
But I would say, just to push things,
right,
maybe I'll take this one.
Sure.
And I do need you to say, hey, come on, listen, dude.
Sometimes you've taken my advice over the years.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, you're a good barometer.
I am a good
barometer.
That's
all I'm saying for this bit.
Absolutely.
You're a good barometer.
And the last time we did Naked Cruelty... I don't remember specifically what it was. What I remember, it was highly entertaining.
And anyway...
Which is the whole mission.
I'm tired of trying to give you compliments.
Please don't do that anymore. Do not give me any compliments. It's not a natural state of affairs on this show. I like... Just go back to the way it is where, you do your thing, I do my thing. You talk about whatever you want to talk about. I talk about whatever I want to talk. You know, and maybe your wife talked to you last night. Don't worry about it. Everything's just fine.
All right. Just
I like it when you don't give, you know.
I'm coming from, I'm not coming from a bad place.
I understand. But you know what? It's just, right now, would you not agree? It's better than it's ever been.
No, I agree.
It doesn't need to be fit. I don't need compliments.
Okay.
Very
gotcha.
Good. There you go.
Okay, so anyway, the bit is Donnie's Naked Cruelty.
Right. Now, the Naked Cruelty, I will give you even a softball.
Okay.
The example of Naked Cruelty would be when you talk about the zit on my face, you know, and you say, you know, hey.
All right, I'm glad you brought it up.
But it would be different. It would be like if it happened all the time and I was squeezing a zit in front of my coworkers.
And to be honest, the zit you have is not worthy of a Naked Cruelty call.
And even if it was, it would be more like some of your coworkers have said that they've seen you.
Popping zit.
Popping zit. That's what it would be.
And anyway, the prize... If we select your call and I successfully make the call that you don't want to make,
welcome to my night.
The cruel call is $100 in cash at Ozfest tickets.
Oh, God, I hate this bit.
So, 800-636-1067 from Canada.
Yay!
Welcome to Play from Canada. Anywhere else in America, it's 877-365-3636.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's a guy who says he knows what I was trying to say. Mark?
Yeah. You know, Don, I've listened to you guys for almost 10 years now out of Reno, and oddly enough, I'm driving listening to this, and I know exactly the direction you're going with your compliment. I mean, like the last time you guys did Naked Cruelty, when you were calling the guy with the girl who was, the guy had to pick something out of her, whatever, you cringed at that, and that's where Don had said, let's go with this, and that's where it got good.
Well, then, you know what? Rest assured, there's usually about a 95% chance that I'll cringe in the next segment.
But I mean, what Don was saying, that it's a compliment because you're kind of that barometer saying, no, don't go there, because it was a sense of maybe we shouldn't touch on the subject, but I could see where that was a compliment.
And what I'm saying is if it was something that was actually...
Are you saying that I'm oversensitive, sir? Is that what you're saying now?
I just
is that the point you're trying to make?
I just hung up.
Is that what everybody's saying about
Mike,
that?
I
know what y'all say behind my back.
Mike,
I'm not paranoid.
I just hung up on him.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Right, no problem.
Anyway, that's it. No more compliments. We're doing a bit, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Forget it! I've fought worse monsters than you for years in Hollywood. I know how to win the hard way.
Miss Crawford, we don't want any hard feelings.
You don't know what hard feelings are until I come out publicly against your product and you'll see how much you sell.
Please, Miss Crawford, it's hardly necessary to make threats you surely don't mean.
Don't f*** with me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo. You forget the press I delivered to Pepsi was my power. I can use it any way I want.
Yeah.
It's a sword. cuts both ways.
Role model.
The Don and Mike Show.
Catering to the BM eaters, the Don and Mike Show.
She's the man.
Oh, yeah.
Joan Crawford,
Patty Heaton's role model.
All right, let's get to Donnie's Naked Cruelty. We have callers standing by. This is half the fun, finding the call that we'll actually make.
Let's do it.
Right here, the doing order. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Katie?
Yes?
From Virginia.
Yes.
On WJFK FM. Hi, Katie?
Yes?
Who is it you'd like me to call for you and be nakedly cruel to?
My dad.
Why?
Because he purchased a car for me that supposedly only had 50,000 miles on it and actually has 150-some. It's a piece of junk, and it keeps breaking down, and he put the loan in my name, and I'm going to default on it because I need to get a car that works.
All right, let me see if I follow this. Now, your dad co-signed on a car for you.
Right. He picked it out.
Oh, your father picked it out, and he thought you'd love it. And
now your dad is backing out of paying.
No.
I have to pay for it. The car has broken down probably 8 or 9 times already, and I just had to have it towed into the shop, and the guy's words were, I don't know where to begin to tell you what's wrong with this
car. All right,
car.
So what is the naked cruelty angle on this?
He's going to have to pay the loan because I don't care at this
point. Or have his credit destroyed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, because you're going to stop making the payments.
Yes.
But as opposed to, why don't you just trade it in?
Because right now it won't run. I can't even get it running.
And you can't afford to get it fixed?
No.
You know what, Mike? I'm sorry, but my small brain, I don't understand this.
The father, took the time to pick out the car for his little girl that he thought his little girl would like. And then, is this the first car for you?
Mike, you're being much, much too nice.
Was he nice to you about picking out the car?
No.
No, he wasn't.
No, he's a
control freak?
You would have fun speaking with him, I'm sure. But
just for grins, what's the make and model of the car?
It's a Tempo.
Ford Tempo.
Okay, all right. Hold
and
on
it's
a second.
Red.
Hold on. Ford Tempo.
I don't know why you guys got this thing against Ford, but Mike and Rob just high-fived you.
I really think there's Chevy people and there are Ford people. It's a pickup truck thing, too.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hey, Don, it's Dave.
Dave, where are you from?
Hey, I'm calling from Landover.
Ryan, another WJFK FM listener. Thank you. Dave, Nakedly Cruel, I'm here for you. Who shall I call?
I need you to call my girlfriend, T.
Why? Why?
Oh, well, simple to the point, Don, I need more oral. And I need more oral on a whim. You know what I mean?
Let me explain. And even though it makes me cringe, I'm familiar with the rules of Nakedly Cruel.
Yeah. Shut up!
It's not a question of you requesting more. That would not be nakedly cruel. It would be if she was horrible at it.
There you go.
Yeah, then it would be nakedly cruel.
This is...
And you were saying, I don't want you to even try anymore because it's so bad. That would be nakedly cruel.
That's nakedly cruel. Goodbye.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, see you later.
All right, goodbye.
It's actually a compliment when you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Who's this?
This is Ray from Delaware.
And you are listening on?
Either YSP or Live 105.
Gotcha. Okay, Nakedly Cruel, who should I be calling on your behalf?
My coworker.
Why?
I work first shift, he works second shift. I work at a cubicle type situation. I have my stuff laid out in a certain position, in a certain way that I know where everything is. He comes in during the night when he is on his rounds, comes in, and he rearranges everything. And I mean, I can't find nothing in the morning. I just want to tell him how much of an ass he is for doing this. I didn't ask him to do it. I don't want him to do it.
Right, now we're getting, I just want to say,
we're approaching it.
Closer. Yeah. That's not cruel enough, but...
Shut up.
We're getting closer, okay? Don and Mike Show. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Ron, is this you?
Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Ron,
I got the...
New Jersey, right? That must be WYSP.
Yeah, 94.
Right, I like giving our affiliates some credit here. Okay, Ron, who's on the agenda for Naked Cruelty?
Oh, Naked Cruelty to Uncle Fred, the con man of the year. He owes the IRS
probably hundreds of thousands of dollars. He doesn't even know how much. He's not paid him since 97. And he's just fearing the God. He just started a new job where he goes on the books. So he's fearing the God they're going to call him and catch him.
All right,
this guy will come up with stories about his wife, his kids, how he doesn't know what he's doing, and his car's broke down. It's a country song.
All right, but hold on.
Why do you want to do this?
Yeah,
because he completely destroyed my business and has me getting sued from a few people that owe money to, rental bills.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. There's too much baggage there.
Yeah, kind of like like one of those peat moss pits or whatever the hell a bog. It'd be like walking into a bog.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Matt.
Matt, where are you from?
From Yuba City, California, Sacramento. KHTK.
I got a gut feeling here. You might be real pleased with
KHTK.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's the cruelty?
The cruelty is I want to tell my younger brother that his band sucks.
His band sucks?
Yeah, he's a drummer in a band, and they really suck really bad, and he doesn't know it.
Okay. Well, that's not as good as...
I thought it would be a lot better.
What Joe put on the screen.
No, actually, yeah. Well, that was going to be for the other show. What is it? What You Didn't Know? I took a pot plant from him last year.
You could incorporate that into a...
You could use that.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. His band sucks,
and you stole his marijuana,
and you stole his pot.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, he was growing a pot plant last year, and he's proud of it, and I snatched it from him. So.
And did he talk to you about it? Like, say, hey, where is that thing?
Yeah, I told him I'd help him look for the person who took it.
Have you nurtured the plant?
I grew it last year, and I cultivated it.
If you were going to do this, wouldn't you require more information as far as, like, why the brother thinks the band sucks?
Yes.
Well,
yeah, you got to give Don more
why,
fuel.
Why does the band suck? Well, what instrument does your brother play?
He plays the drums.
The drums. Is it his fault?
He
can't keep the beat?
Oh, so the band sucks because of the brother?
Yeah.
Because he's the worst musician in the band?
Yeah, but if you wanted to, I'd rather go with just a pot plant. I was just thinking that was what you didn't know.
Well, no, well, that's just, that's icing on the cake. Hold on a sec.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at least you didn't get the shut-up tape.
Right, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's
hello.
This? Hi.
How's it going, Don?
It's going great. Who's this?
This is Sean.
Sean from?
Rochester.
WHTK.
That's right.
Right, okay. Naked cruelty. Who would you like to be nakedly cruel to?
Yeah, I want to be nakedly cruel to my buddy Chris, who is the ultimate cheapskate.
Why?
He comes up to visit. We all went to high school here in Rochester, and, you know, I supported him through his college days when he was broke. He comes back. He's got a good corporate job now. He comes back, and he's just cheap. I need him, you know, when he comes back and we're hanging out with our buddies, he needs to open up that wallet. Just spend. He's just too cheap.
Not thick enough.
Shut up. Sorry, hey, Mike. I like your interpretation.
I'm not cringing, sir. I'm sorry.
He likes your interpretation.
My interpretations. Thank you very much.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Denise.
Denise, from where?
Baltimore.
Ah, Live 105.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm ready to be cruel for you. To who?
To my son.
Oh, now, wow. Let me just say, I'm getting a vibration right now.
Mm-hmm.
Why Let me would, tell you, the skanky, would... the skanky little hoe that he is seeing. Oh my God!
Wow. Now, let me just tell you that we're moving into the mother load of naked cruelty. The mom who doesn't like the son's girlfriend. How old is your son?
Well, that's the problem. He's 17.
17.
Oh, would I love telling a 17-year-old man?
He knows everything.
Honey, you can't use the S-word. You can't use the S word.
I'm sorry.
Now, I'm lucky enough, my son is 17, almost 18. He has a very nice girlfriend. I approve of her. But I certainly understand.
You need more information, though, as to why the mother...
Yes. Why is the girlfriend so bad?
Okay, first of all, and I know rumors are rumors, but I have a tendency to have, you know, I don't just believe everything I hear, but everybody's saying the same thing. The girl is easy.
She's
easy and
right now. Don't mention any names here.
Oh, I'm not.
But she's a whore.
And there's something about the dog, the family dog.
What about the dog?
And the girl.
Are you saying she's had sex with the dog?
I think she's done something with the dog.
Well, now where would you have heard that?
Where I got a phone call.
From who?
So, from a couple different people who know her, and my youngest son, goes to the same school, and he's been hearing the same thing.
That she's having relations with a dog, bestiality.
Yep.
Wow.
Now you can appreciate why I wouldn't want my son.
And you don't get along with this girl at all.
Well, it's not that I don't get along with her, but she's obnoxious and she gets on my freaking nerves.
Or you think she's a bad influence on your son?
I think so. I think he can do a lot better. He's a good guy. I mean, you know.
How long has he been going out with her?
Oh God, months.
Months. When you mentioned
too many months.
When you mentioned that she gets around, how many other guys do you know of second or third hand that she's been with?
Well, I don't have numbers. I don't have numbers.
Well, give me a guesstimate.
I guess half a dozen.
And she's also 17?
No, she's a couple years younger.
Oh, she's 15.
Yeah, but that's 105 in dog years.
So she's only 15. Is your son having sex with her?
I think so, yes.
You don't know?
Well, let's just put it this way. I'm finding wrappers of things where they don't belong.
No, dude.
Finding condom wrappers. All right, so I was to call your son.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I would tell him that your mom says, your girlfriend, I'll get her first name in a second.
You want him to dump her?
Pretty much.
She's a whore. We hear that she's had a relationship with an animal. She's obnoxious. She's only 15. She's been with at least 6 other guys. And your mom is tired of finding condom wrappers around the house.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Man.
You know, I see one other one I'm going to take, but I think you may be a winner. Because it'd be a first. A mother
just totally
ratting out her son.
Totally being nakedly cruel to her son about the girl.
Denise, hold on. You're in first place right now.
Okay, thanks.
Don't go anywhere. But I see what Joe's written on the screen. He must talk to Dan from Seattle on the Buzz 100.7 FM. Dan?
Yeah.
You want me to call a lady named Britta?
Yeah, the water filter chick. Actually, no, her name is Brita.
Brita, and what is it you'd like me to say to Brita?
I want you to tell her that she smells like animals.
She smells like...
Is there any particular reason for this,
well,
Dan?
Well, she tells me that she volunteers at the zoo here in Seattle, and...
You have trouble having... Is this your girlfriend?
No, it's your girlfriend. No, it's just the chick that I work with.
Well, listen. You know, I thought we had.
F you.
Thought we had something there.
Attitude thing.
How about we? You know, Mike's always dangerous. We go to Alabama.
Yeah.
Here's John in Alabama on WABB. John.
How y'all doing?
We're doing great.
All right. Let me tell you my little story I've got here.
All righty.
We had Mardi Gras going on down here recently.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And my poor girlfriend, she was going to Hooters with a bunch of people after work. Now, these parades were well over. They finish up by 8 o'clock. But this was around 10 o'clock. She got mugged outside the Hooters. And she called 911. And within a half a mile of this place, there is a police precinct. And they told her it would be well over an hour before someone got there. Well, needless to say, I came home immediately after I found this.
Let me jump in here. I believe I empathize. You know, I have empathy for you. But if you want me to call the cops, is that what you want me to do?
Hey, I want to see how wild you get.
Shut up. No, I'm not calling cops.
You idiot.
Cruelty.
No.
So I think here's where we stand right now. The leader has got to be Denise.
Yeah. Who wants us to call her son and say that she's a whore.
She's a whore. She's had relations with a dog.
Doesn't want her son to be dating the girl anymore.
She's obnoxious. The girl's only 15, and she's been with at least 6 other guys. And the mom has found condom wrappers, and the mom wants him to drop her like third period French.
And unlike, adults, I think for everyone concerned, we should probably not mention the girl's name.
Please get her first initial.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let me see. Hey, Denise?
Yes.
Denise, we have to do a break before we actually make the call. Do you have a number where you think your son would be?
He'll be here at home.
Here is he in the house with you?
Yeah, I'm upstairs on my cell phone.
Does he know you're talking to us?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Does he listen to the show?
Huh?
Does he listen to the show?
Not as a rule.
Okay, and the girl, what's the initial of her first name?
Jay.
Jay. And what's your son's first name?
Brad.
Brad?
Yes.
Brad. All right, Bradley.
No, just Brad.
Right, well, I wrote Bradley. And you say he's 17?
Yes.
All right, hold on a second. We'll go with her as the first choice, unless crap detectors come out. Then we still have Matt, whose brother is in a band, and the band sucks.
And Matt also stole his brother's pot plant.
And then the one that I didn't totally understand, but you guys seem to get about the girl who wants to call her dad because her dad, should I say goodbye to her?
You can throw that one back.
Okay. All right, hey, sorry, honey, we got to leave the line open in case something better happens.
Okay.
All right, thank you, though.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, and then, of course, we always get this, the obligatory guy who wants me to call Joe and tell Joe he sucks at his job. Steve?
Yes.
Is that, you want me to call Joe Ardinger?
I want you to call the guy who answers the phone and tell him that he sucks.
Joe.
Why would that be, sir?
Because he picks up this phone like he's some kind of big shot. Sounds like he's some kind of goofy, buck-toothed teenager.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
This is true. All right, okay, see you later. Bye-bye. So right now, the best we got going...
Haven't you been nakedly cruel to Joe before anyway, without being a, you know...
Every day.
Caller, right.
Every day. The best we got going, and I gotta say, I like the concept. It's unique.
Yeah.
Never been done before, calling a son, a teenage boy, on behalf of the mother.
You don't get that very often.
No, you don't. Yeah. I think we'll go with that unless we got something better right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Get me a soda with some ice in it. Evan, hurry up, Mama. Chap, chap, Evan, come on.
All right.
But you were writing a letter.
No, Mama.
You were ready to tell them to take me away.
I don't want them to take you away.
Yes, they do.
Owen loves his Mama.
Owen loves his Mama. Hurry up with that soda.
Coming, Mama.
Coming, Mama. Show me the Becky, moron. You're too damn slow.
I'm sorry, Mama.
I'm sorry, Mama. Why didn't you get me the salted nuts?
The salted ones are no good for you.
The unsalted ones make me choke. You clumsy poop. What'd you do that for? Come on, move it, lard ass. Pick up every piece.
The Don and Mike Show. Ladies, they love your in-between. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Just looking at the wall trying to find cruel tapes.
Yes, Mama cruel tapes.
I mean, those, we blew dust off those cartridges.
Yeah.
It's been so long since we played any tapes from Throw Mama from the Train.
Throw Mama from the Train with Danny DeVito a million years ago.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, this lady is full of crap, first of all.
We already have a crap detector call before we started the concept.
Okay, but I also want to say that she's a horrible parent, first of all. The least of her concern is the kid, her son. The daughter, or the girl he's trying to bang.
What?
You're all over the place.
Why is your crap detector going off?
Because you can get this off of any, Urban Legend website. I mean, the dog, you know, come on. I was waiting for the hot dog to get locked.
Get out of here. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm so tired of this Urban Legend crap.
Yeah. Right.
I believe it. I know it because I hear stories from parents of friends of my kid.
And I believe that, she's telling the truth. I also believe she is a bad mother.
Let's go to, we have one more, coming in, Heidi wants to tell us.
Heidi.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, Heidi. And you are calling from?
Portland, Maine.
Ah, WZAN. Well, Heidi. What do you got for us?
A year ago, my foster nephew got into a car accident. Thank you.
Yeah.
And we decided that we would bring him home to live with us.
Your foster nephew.
Yes.
You don't hear that very often, no.
And so he's been recuperating from his injuries while he's lived with us.
Yes.
And we have been providing a home for him and food and clothes and cigarettes, which are not cheap.
Right.
And we just found out, we kind of set him up over the past couple weeks and realized that he is stealing from us. And we want him out of the house.
Now, this is when you say a foster nephew.
I'm getting married in June, and my fiance's grandmother adopted Mike. He is the boy that lives with us.
How old is this lad?
He will be 22 in May.
Oh, all right. So he's an adult. So he's not a kid. And
no.
What has he stolen from you?
Money.
How much?
And it's not a lot, but the point.
How much?
I don't know. I can't give you a dollar amount.
Well come on now. I mean, if you're accusing somebody of stealing you.
Oh, he's admitted it. He's admitted it to us.
He's admitted that he stole about roughly how much?
I don't.
Hello?
Money or cigarettes or anything.
Money.
Honey,
put a dollar value on either the money or the cigarettes that he stole them. Please.
I paid for about $900 worth of cigarettes for him already.
And he's stealing cigarettes?
And he's stealing cigarettes.
You just said you paid for them.
When he is out of cigarettes, usually he says, I'm out of smokes, can you pick some up for me? And over the past month or two, I'm starting to get a little bit pissed.
$900. But has he stolen anything else from you?
No.
Oh,
he's
just
very inconsiderate.
But I mean, you want him out of the house because he's taking your cigarettes?
But technically, it sounds to me like he's saying, I'm out of cigarettes, and you're going out and buying the cigarettes.
Well, and also, if like you all smoke the same brand and like there's
a
pack.
No, we don't. But he waits until we're not in the room to take them. Instead of just saying, hey, can I have a cigarette? Or, hey, can I have some money? He takes it when we're not looking.
How much money has he taken?
I don't know. Honest with you, I can't give you a dollar amount. There's some gone here.
But he's taken some of your cigarettes?
So he's stolen cigarettes.
Yeah. And
Shut up. Never mind. He stole cigarettes.
What a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Stole cigarettes. That's too funny.
Yes, the people, foster people.
Uh-huh. Sounds like you stole your pleasant demeanor.
I don't think that's a reflection on everybody that has foster kids.
Oh, of course not.
Foster nephew. I've never heard that
before. Let's go with Denise. Son Brad.
All right, let's get this out of the way.
As the girlfriend who's the skank. Denise, stand by for action.
Okay, you said your son Brad is in the house?
Yes, he is.
Now, you're calling us from your cell phone.
Yes.
All right, let me dial Brad up. Hold on a second. Now, Robbie, you'll have to tell him he's on the air.
Okay.
Huh?
His name is Brad?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll call him Bradley.
No.
That's what Denise said. She got real upset when you said Bradley.
All right.
Mother of the year.
I look forward to this. This will be a good Donnie's Naked Cruelty.
Hi, Brad. It's Rob Spiewak with the Don and Mike Radio Show. Congratulations. You've won a radio contest. Okay, but I need to put your voice on the air, so I'm going to put you on the air. Is that all right? Okay, put you on hold, and then you'll be on the air. Hold on. There's your winner.
Okay. Hey, Brad.
Hello?
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, by any chance, are you listening to our show tonight?
No, I'm not.
All right. Listen, I'm calling on behalf of your mom, Denise.
Yeah?
You are currently, your girlfriend is 15 years old, right?
Yes, she is.
You're 17.
Yes.
Her first name starts with a J, right?
Yeah, it does.
To make sure we're talking about the same girl. Okay. I'm speaking on behalf of your mom.
Okay.
This girl you're with is a whore. She's been with at least 6 other guys. Think about it. She's only 15. I'm assuming you've banged her since your mom has found your condom wrappers already. So that makes 7. 7 guys, 15 years old. She's obnoxious. She's slutty. And can I tell you something else about your charming girlfriend? She's had relations with a dog. I'm talking about, you know, working a dog.
What the?
Hello?
Oh.
Who are you talking to there?
Is mom in the room?
Oh, my
Hello?
Bradley, focus. Yeah. What? ADD,
Brad,
what's going on?
Brad, before you take your next Ritalin, who are you talking to?
I'm just thinking, oh my God, that is disgusting.
What is disgusting?
A dog?
Yes. And it's your girlfriend that's had relations with the dog.
Oh my.
Your girlfriend is a skank.
My crap detector is like off the chart right now.
That is disgusting, man.
Yeah, he's not.
Hold on a second.
This is BS. This whole thing's BS.
Hold on a second. Denise.
Yes.
What kind of reaction is that?
Denise? I don't know.
What's going on?
I'm really worried.
You play with the clamp. This always happens.
I know it. Your son is just not a good actor. It's a good setup.
Actor? I'm up in the bedroom and he's downstairs. In the
yeah,
basement.
But I mean, he's not phased. He knew this was coming.
Maybe he's got the radio on. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
Relations with the dog.
Yeah, which is alleged. Well, probably not true either.
Well, I'm sure.
Your choice.
What?
I said, that's your choice. I can't make you believe what you don't want to believe, but I know what I know.
Okay. All right, well, how about we put mom and son together for just
let's
a second.
Do that. All right.
Bradley?
Yes?
Here's your mommy.
She's the one that was saying all that, and that's the way she feels.
All right.
And remember, just initials, not the name of the girl, please.
Okay.
Anyway, hello?
What do you want to say to your son, Denise?
Well, I think he can do a whole lot better. Come on, Brad. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Come on, Brad. Jesus Christ.
You know, there's so many other girls out there in the world. You're 17. You got your whole life ahead of you. Why do you want to screw around with some skank? She's obnoxious. She's freaking crazy.
Where'd you hear the thing about the dog?
Well, I first heard it from some other girl, which I won't mention her name, that calls here on a regular basis, that they're friends, you know, my son and her.
He sounds like quite a catch. I'm sure he has the ladies calling in quite regularly.
Sure.
Well, they're friends. And
how did the topic of your son's girlfriend having relations with a dog come up?
I don't know. She just kind of blurted it out. And at first I was like, you know, why are you calling me telling me this bull hockey? She says, no, I thought so too at first.
I hate that bull hockey and whatnot.
Bull hockey.
Well, I can't say the other word.
Hey, Brad, what do you think about all this?
Cool.
Pardon me, Brad?
It's not cool.
It's not cool?
No.
You
know,
kids these days just don't even have a clue, which is why I thought maybe if I had somebody other than us call, maybe it would get through to him.
Now, what do you mean by not cool? Elaborate, Bradley.
And parents just don't understand.
I asked her about it.
You what?
You asked her about the dog thing?
Yes.
She denies it?
Yes.
When did you ask her?
A week ago.
How do you feel about your mother's total disapproval and... You know, Donna expressed everything your mother was feeling. I mean, what do you think, Brad?
I don't know.
Brad?
Yeah.
Brad?
No. Was, incidentally, if you're keeping on the transcripts that we send out to people, that will be A-H-N-O.
No. Bradley, so you already called your girlfriend and told her that you've heard the stories that she's had relations with a dog.
Yeah.
Where did you hear it?
From my friend.
And, you know, your brother knew about it, too.
So what are you going to do, Brad?
I don't know.
No, Brad, we need an answer. What are you going to do? What are your plans?
Well,
I'm going to tell you, I don't know if this is a setup or not, but I'm going to tell you, I think that...
this kid's trying to be nakedly cruel to the whole family.
This kid, Brad, is maybe the dumbest person we've ever had on the show. And I hate to say that about someone who's not even old enough to strap on a uniform and go over to Iraq and fight for our country.
This is true.
But, Brad, you are freaking dumb.
Hit the books, Brad.
I got a feeling that both of you hillbillies are trying to scam us.
It's hard to tell.
And all I have to say is, and good day to both of you. I said good day.
There you go.
Dummies? I'm hanging up on you now.
How do you feel about that, Brad?
Great.
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 We need a little participation. Yeah.
I
know what? Probably having a 17-year-old. That's probably, you know, but there's 17-year-olds that can at least...
do believe he's your son.
Denise? She's gone. Denise, are you there?
I don't know if she's there.
I
don't know where she is. All right.
Hello?
Now, hold on. Now I got just the I got the kid's phone now.
Is Denise there?
Hello?
Hi, Denise.
Hi.
Can I help you? Brad, hello?
What happened? What did Brad do, Denise?
He's just sitting here. Get out of here.
Ooh.
I don't even want to see you. You know, he does have attention deficit, okay, so that's part of the problem right there.
Is he on Ritalin?
He was.
Really? Hey, good call on that one, Don.
He was. But, you know, I just thought by bringing a third party in, maybe that would help because,
yeah,
I do the best I can, and maybe I'm not such a hot mother.
It didn't seem to work, did it?
This is one of the isolated incidents when bringing a radio show into your family life hasn't helped.
All right, well, probably not.
Third party, whatever, whether it's a radio show or a doctor, whatever. You know, you just think that a neutral party might make sense to them.
Radio show, doctor.
Well, you know, you're the, Denise, I would tell you that, you know, you're the boss, honey. You know, it's your house.
If your son's girlfriend's having relations with a dog,
ground him.
You just tell him you don't see this whore anymore.
Well, yeah, you can ground him, and I do. But I'm not here all the time. I work. And you know as well as I do.
Oh, hold on. I have to ask this question. Where's Dad?
Where's Dad?
Yes.
Yeah.
Their stepfather works as well as I do.
Oh, so there is a man.
So there's a man in the house.
Yes.
Well, how does he handle it?
He remains neutral and stays out of it.
Well, then, you, honey,
shut up.
I just hung up on her.
I was going to ask you about the biological father.
I was going to give him a break if it was like she was just her.
I know.
But
there you go, though.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Surprised the third party didn't help.
Michelle?
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
I just wanted to say, you guys have already gotten rid of her. It doesn't really matter. But if he already knew that she had been accused, why didn't he say, no, she didn't do that. She's already denied.
Well, he had difficulty expressing himself.
He's a borderline tard. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
You know what? I was going to say the same thing as her. Well, bow out. Sorry.
All right. Bye-bye. See you later.
And, you know, we weren't making any headway on any front. And all it was serving to do was to get Denise more upset.
Uh-huh. Well, the good news is we're going to be calling Matt's brother.
Ah, very good. I mean, you know what? I have a feeling maybe this is going to work out.
Let me just get the story straight here. Matt?
Yeah.
All right, dude. So your brother Andy, he's in a band.
Mm-hmm.
The band sucks. What's the name of the
band? Don, it's not that the band sucks. The band sucks because of Matt's brother.
Yeah. What's the band's name?
Well, they don't even have a name. They just play out in the garage.
And they're horrible.
Yeah.
They're a garage band.
They're trying to get it together, but it just ain't happening.
And they stink.
He needs to give it up.
They stink because your brother's such a bad drummer. Yeah. What type of music do they try to play?
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Rock and roll.
I know
rock and roll.
The big thing is I want to be the singer of his band. It might help him a little bit.
And you stole his pot plant last year.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, buddy.
Do you think he's around right now?
Yeah, he should be.
All right, hold on. We're going to break.
I know.
We'll come back.
I know.
We'll come back, and I'm trying to be cruel on someone's behalf today.
Well, you were cruel. I mean, you did your job. It just didn't, it wasn't received. It didn't make any impression on the lad.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's up? You guys got to make Brad a recurring character, man.
How could we possibly do that?
With Rob Spiewak and Mike O'Mara doing their impressions of Brad.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Ooh. Yeah, sir. I just want to let you know I think you found the next Joe Millionaire.
Everybody's calling. We got a break. We'll be.
I don't know.
I promise we'll have some resolution to this right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
In California, you're on the air. What do you think?
Boy, that guy's comments were a little out of line. I believe, they don't know what their kids are doing on the computers nowadays. Are you guys in New York?
Yes, we are.
The big question about that is, why aren't Don and Mike on live in New York? I don't understand that. Do you know anything about that?
Well, that's an interesting point.
The Don and Mike Show.
Cletus, what are you beating your gums about?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You have no brain.
If you loan us some laughs, we'll pay you back with interest. The Don and Mike Show.
Still trying to do Donnie's Naked Cruelty. I must tell you that the lady wouldn't go through with it. But Lisa was just telling me back in the other room. The one that... This is the one that I know. Remember when I was trying to give you that backhanded compliment before?
Yeah.
I told you about this one.
You're right about that.
Now, there's a guy who had a heart attack yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there was a woman who was a friend of the guy and the wife. So the guy has the heart attack yesterday. The woman wanted me to call the wife of the guy who had the heart attack to say the woman was sorry the guy didn't die. That, my friend, is naked cruelty.
That's for sure.
Now, there was a reason, some convoluted reason, the woman decided not to go through with it. Titty bar.
Yeah.
The woman who was happy that the guy had the heart attack and or unhappy that he didn't die, why didn't she end up coming on the air?
Well, there was some hearings tomorrow for some custody stuff going on.
Wow.
In their circle of...
of evil?
Yeah.
Wow, is that great, though? Wow. I just had to share that with you.
Would
that have been a great one?
Yeah, I said probably not in your best interest.
All right, and what's this extra one you've got up in case we don't get through to the brother?
Oh, this kid wants to call his mom out on this thing. His dad died not too long ago. Well, she has a new boyfriend now. His mother has a new boyfriend. Turns out she started dating that guy about a week after the dad died and kept it from the family. Well, the family knows. And she's gone away on trips with this guy, and so hasn't really let the family know that she started dating right after the guy died.
All right, well, we'll keep him in case.
Okay.
Man, I just wish we could have had that. You know, that. Let me just say, the essence of Donnie's naked cruelty is being able to call someone up on behalf of somebody and say, "Hi, I'm calling on behalf of so-and-so. Understand, your husband had a heart attack yesterday. So-and-so would like to say they're sorry he didn't die."
Wow, that's cruel.
But we're going to go with the guy whose brother's in a band and his band sucks and he stole pot from him. Here is Matt in Sacramento.
Matt, who I believe is, it's pretty obvious that Matt has stolen the pot plant.
Matt, we're gonna call Andy right now, okay?
Right on.
What?
I said right on.
Right on.
Okay,
right.
And what kind of music does that band, I'm sorry, Matt?
Mike,
what,
it was...
What kind of music does that band play?
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. She's had relations with a dog. That ain't good.
I don't know.
There we go.
Calling Matt's younger brother right now.
Calling it Andy. Robbie, here we go. Would you have... Oh, that sound is Rob picking up the phone, waiting for brother Andy.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what's the problem?
This number has been disconnected.
Oh, let me redial.
Yeah, that's a sticky wicket.
Maybe I misdialed. Hold on a second. 1, 5, 3, 1, 8, 2, 2. You're getting a fast ring. That either means it's a direct connection or...
Well, it's ringing.
Ringing?
It's ringing.
How many ringes?
Hi, I'm looking for Andy. Hi, Andy. It's Rob Spiewak.
There we go.
The Don and Mike radio show.
Time for some naked cruelty.
Great.
I'm going to have to tweak it up because this really isn't cruel.
We need to put your voice on the air. So
you called that right about the heart attack thing.
Man, is that a great one, though?
No. That would be about the worst thing that we've ever done on the radio, and I probably wouldn't be in the room if you did it.
Sorry he didn't die.
Wow.
See, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I was talking about, though.
I'd probably leave the room for that.
The yin and the yang. Hey, Andy.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Don from the Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Doing very well, thank you. Got your brother Matt on the other line.
You do?
I do.
I'm going to
pass along a couple of things to you on behalf of your brother.
All right.
Now I'm going to hope that you're a man enough to take what I have to say to you.
Okay.
And remember, I'm just the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger.
All right.
Okay. You're in a band, right?
Yeah.
Your band really, really sucks.
Really?
And there's one reason your band sucks. It's because you're the drummer. You're like the worst drummer in the world.
Really?
Your band will never make it out of the garage. There's only one reason that your band is not playing bar mitzvahs and birthday parties and nightclubs and state fairs. It's because you Because you suck.
Really?
Because you're a bad drummer.
Really?
You got no rhythm. And also, a year ago.
I've been playing for a month.
Also, a year ago, I got to tell you something else. Do you remember when somebody stole your pot plant a year ago?
Yeah.
It was your brother, Matt.
What?
And he smoked it all.
Oh.
He got high.
Where's he at?
Said it was great pot.
Where's he at?
Where's he at?
He's not available right now.
Why not?
I'm calling on his behalf.
What?
I'm calling on his behalf.
Why can't he call me?
You didn't want him.
Huh?
Because it's a service I offer our listeners.
What kind of music?
How much of a pussy you can't call me?
Your band sucks.
Oh.
You're an S-E drummer. I'd say the word if I could say it. It's S-H-I.
Okay.
What kind of music does your band play?
Anything we can try, I guess.
Ryro. And incidentally, he got real high on that pot. He said that was some of the best weed he'd ever had.
Huh. That's good.
Whole plant.
All right.
But you suck! Your band sucks! Because of you!
Because of me, huh?
Because of you! Give up!
I want to kick his ass.
Give up music!
No way!
And also, I've heard you've had relations with dogs.
Oh, man, he's a good cat.
Wait, hold on. You've had sex with a cat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he might be joking.
I think so.
Yeah.
Ha ha! You know, I wish that heart attack call would have gone through today. You're so goddamn easy going. What are you, high now?
Sure. No. I listen to you guys all the time.
Were you listening today?
No, not today.
Not today.
Damn it.
Well, let's get a meeting of the minds here.
Let's bring Matt in, shall we?
Rock and roll!
Rock and roll, Matt.
Hey,
oh,
Matt.
And we have to mention that Matt wants to sing in the band.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he can't sing for...
Can't say that word.
Can't use the S word.
I'm sorry?
Hey, Matt.
Yeah?
I tried.
You tried? Couldn't get...
I tried.
I like that reaction.
Man.
Hey, Andy.
You learning on it right now?
Can you hear what?
It's too bad neither one of you guys have had a heart attack recently.
I know, I like that story, too. Hey, Andy.
Hey, I'm about twice his size, Don.
Something tells me we got two older versions of Brad here.
Yeah. I think that naked cruelty brings out the Brads, I believe, in our listening audience. Yeah. Unquestionably.
Wow. You know, I'm almost thinking about calling the guy, although I can't even think about the mom who's dating a guy a week after the dad died.
That'd be good.
You want to try that one? All right. Hold on a second. I'm not sure if you guys
But I mean, that's convoluted. I mean, and these guys are giggling and high, you know.
Okay. Give me the number for John's mom. Hey, John?
Yes, sir.
Now, the deal is, we got to be very quick here because we're up against clock.
Okay.
You're pissed because your mom was dating a guy a week after your dad died?
Right. 6 days after he was buried.
6 days after he was buried. And you want to tell your mom what?
Well, I just want to tell her. She doesn't think that my brother knows or my grandmother knows that she's even dating the guy. And now she's telling me she's dating him and that they just met, you know, around Christmas time. But my dad died back in October, and I know for a fact that she met him at a the guy she's with now, at a party 6 days after he died, went home with him, and has been living with him since November, a month after my dad died. And I know she went on a cruise. She said she went on a cruise 2 weeks after my dad died so she could gather her thoughts. And I really felt bad for her, man. I really did.
So when your mom went on the cruise 2 weeks after your dad died, it was allegedly to collect her thoughts, but she went with this guy?
Exactly.
All right, cruise 2 weeks later... Okay.
She said she's going by herself. We all felt bad for her, you know, but now I just want to...
Now you're mad at her.
All right,
okay, extremely, of course.
All right, what's your mom's first name?
Valerie.
Hold on a second, please. Somebody get this number. Man, maybe we should have gone to this one right out of the chute.
You never know.
You got some potential here.
Valerie.
Pretty quick dating.
Well,
I don't know, man. I don't know, Hope.
6 days, whatever. I'm going, well, I can understand being pissed, though.
Yeah.
I'm going on a cruise to get my thoughts together.
Right. Huh?
You really go and you're banging another guy.
Yeah, that's
a legend.
It's the mom's life. Anybody getting that number right now? Is anybody listening to the show in the other room?
Nah.
Anybody? Here we go.
Here comes Joe.
Thank you, Joey.
It's his number.
Okay. Well, what does it say? Pick him up first.
Maybe ask him a question?
I don't know.
Joe! What's going on?
Joe, instead of just writing the phone number down, it has a phone number, but then it says, pick him up first.
Pick who up first?
I don't get it. Joe, what does it mean when you wrote, what does that mean?
I wrote that down. He wants to, he has just something to tell you about what to say when you call, or else she'll hang up.
I'll call this guy. Oh, John.
Hey, Don, if you call her and you just act like, you know, it's a regular radio show, I'm sure she'll just hang up. But if you just, I don't know, make it like it's a health therapy show or something.
Yeah, you can't do that, though. You can't do that. You can't put somebody on the air.
Rob just has to say.
Yeah, Rob, when you say you won a radio contest, that's not legit either.
Well,
hate to say that, but that's not.
The truth is, though, we'll give her a prize.
Okay, she's won a prize.
Yeah, I mean, and we do give the person a prize.
All right, good.
All right, hold on a second. Here we go. And... All right, and her name was...
Valerie.
Valerie. Okay, it's line 5, Robbie. Valerie. See if we can get a payoff for you here.
Ringing.
Calling Valerie, who... Her son's mad because she dated a guy when she said she was not.
Hi, Valerie. Mm-hmm. It's Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike radio show, and I want to say congratulations. You may have won a prize on our show.
No, she has.
But we need you to come on the air with us. Can you come
She's
on the
won
air?
Ozfest tickets.
You have won tickets to see Ozfest.
And you've won a one-year membership to Bally's.
And a one-year membership to a Bally's Total Fitness premiere. But we need you to come on the air to claim your prize. Can you do that? It'll only take a moment, I assure you. Please have time.
Pleased to be coming on the air.
Pleased to be coming on the air with us always. Hello? Please?
I'll talk to her off the air if she wants to come on.
Hold on 1 second. You don't have to go on the air. It's for you, Don.
So she doesn't want to come on the air?
No. Too busy.
Hey, Valerie? Hi. Listen, this is Don. I'm part of the Don and Mike show. You sure you don't want to come on the air with us? Honey, you have a baby? You have a baby in your arms? What baby do you have in your arms? Your grandson. Okay, listen, I want to tell you something. I wish you'd come on the air with us, and you can come on at any time. I'm calling for your son, John. Okay, he's pissed because 6 days after his dad was buried, you started dating this other guy who you just met at a party. And when you went on that cruise 2 weeks after your last husband died, when you said you were going by yourself, everybody knows that you were really going with this other guy that you're shacking up with. And everybody knows you've been living with him since November. And John is really, really pissed that... John, your son. Do you have a son named... You've talked to your son, John. Well, if I put you on the ear, maybe you can talk to this guy and see if he's your son. Because I got him on another line. Hold on a second. Hey, John?
Yes.
John, now listen, I have your mom on the handset. How would I be able to prove to her that it's you? She won't come on the air with us.
Are you her son?
Yeah, I'm her son.
What do you mean, well? What do you mean, well?
No, I'm trying to think of what I can do to prove it. I tell her middle name is Denise. I know her middle name is Denise.
Your middle name is Denise. Your maiden name is Denise. Does that help?
No, her middle name is Denise.
Your middle name is Denise. Hello? Well, she just hung up.
Oh, dear.
God.
Damn, I knew she'd hang up.
She just hung up. Well, I think officially you're the winner, though.
Yes. Because that's the only guy that is left standing.
Winner in life.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Both you and your mom have won Ozfest tickets. You won them before you can buy them, Ozfest.
You might want to call your mom.
Nissan Pavilion, Friday, August 22nd.
She's beeping in right now.
Is what she ready?
She's trying to call me right now.
Why did you have, take the call?
No, take the call. Come back to us.
I don't know. I don't want to talk to her. Jesus Christ, I don't want to talk to her.
Well, you're going to have to.
She's been calling me for a month and a half, and I haven't been answering the phone. She's too stupid to get the picture.
Oh, dear.
I don't want to talk to her.
All right, listen. You and your mom have won Ozfest tickets. Nissan Pavilion, Friday, August 22nd, with Ozzy, Korn, Disturbed, Marilyn Manson, and Trust Company.
Can I make one suggestion?
Yeah.
Give them one pair of tickets, and they can go together.
Tickets go on sale Saturday new at Ticketmaster locations online at cc.com. You and your mom have won a one-year Bally Total Fitness Premier Plus membership to give you access to working out on any of the 400 Bally Total Fitness clubs in the U.S. Call 1-800-FITNESS, and you won $100.
Fantastic.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you, Don.
Okay. You're very welcome.
Thank you, Omera.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Anyway, that's how you play down these naked cool.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Was me.
He made it up.
So, you didn't hear the mom. I heard her.
Right.
I heard her.
I tend to believe the guy on the phone.
Oh, really?
That she got a tone in her voice.
Hey, her husband died in October. Who cares?
Anyway. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
And Jesus Christ, where's that heart attack call? Man, we could have used that.
It's out there somewhere.
Buzz, what's your lead story today?
Today, the future of The Sopranos hangs in the balance.
Can I just say, I still love Naked Cruelty, even though that was like the worst episode we ever had of it.
Me too.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That's very professional.
Rock and roll.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The bologna is touching your eyeball, and the hot dog is humping your nose.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let me answer all contestants on Donnie's Naked Cruelty. Also got the Girls Gone Wild.
Wow.
Live and uncensored pay-per-view tonight, 10 Eastern.
Yeah.
7 West Coast. Footage from Cancun and Panama City. Order Girls Gone Wild on cable, DirecTV, or Dish Network. Time now for Buzz Girdley, news and comment. Buzz, brought to you by Viramax, sexual pleasure and performance enhancer. It's doctor developed.
Someone called for a doctor.
Clinically tested. Viramax works. Get it now at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Viramax, 1-888 try VMAX now. Here's Michael Elson. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. This could be just more posturing, but HBO says James Gandolfini's demand for more money could kill The Sopranos.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
They'd hope to start making new episodes in just 11 days from now, but HBO says the contract talks with Gandolfini are as dead as Ralphie. Word is HBO's final offer was $11 million for the season, plus a piece of the profits. We also hear Gandolfini was asking for $27 million for the upcoming fifth season and another nearly $17 million for season six, should there be one.
You know, when they put it like that, Jesus, $27 million.
It's a pile of money. And then with the 17, it's, what, like 44 or something like that.
Well, again.
But if you want the episode thing, it's what the Friends guys are getting. Right,
right. Absolutely. That's what it would be.
Yeah, and okay.
It's tough to make a real decision.
Comparison, yeah.
You know, and I was going round and round on this with somebody today, because, you know, I'm all for the talent, make as much as they can. Mm-hmm. Sopranos is a great show, but then you say, well, The Sopranos reaches only, you know, whatever it is, like 11 million people a week.
It's so funny because there's so many contradictions in
Friends
the story.
Friends gets, you know, a ridiculous audience. It retards like 30 million people a week.
And I was reading today when they talk about the fact that Friends, you know, has the syndication potential and they haven't been able to sell The Sopranos.
And no one will buy The Sopranos.
But then you hear HBO saying that if they don't do the show, if he doesn't report, they stand to lose $100 million.
Right. And a lot of that is, you know, go to Best Buy, where you can buy The Sopranos DVDs. You buy Sopranos shirts.
But he was making $400. They've offered him $800, and he wants $1 million. That's basically what it is,
What it is. That's it, per episode, yes.
So
just give him $1 million.
Or give him $900, and you know.
This is all just negotiation and posturing.
That's why really some of these performers need the same thing that the ballplayers have, the arbitration, because then it gets solved.
Yeah. HBO says it cannot and will not make another counteroffer until Gandolfini kills the lawsuit he's filed against the network.
I'm going to sue him. Why is he doing it that way? Why doesn't he just stab their eyes? Come on, man. Are you kidding me? Let me talk to the real Jimmy. Hi, Don. How are you?
Why are you doing this?
I require more funding. I'd like to do other projects, and I'd need security for my family. That's the real reason. And I'm not upset with the producers at HBO. I understand.
I saw you at the SAG Awards. You looked like a retard with that big beard.
I'm very grateful. And the beard is for another role that I've been playing. Uh-huh. And antiques are costly, so it's very difficult for me to buy rare forms of art and antiques. But Tony's very angry with HBO.
Tony again.
Oh, God, what a pussy. I swear to God. I'm like, a bunch of effers. Right now, I want them dead. I want the producers dead. I want HBO dead. I want the guy that does the logo dead. Yeah. Dead.
Well, here's something else Michael Jackson may have violated. The zoning laws of Santa Barbara County, California. Officials there say he claimed a tax break for preserving agricultural land at his Neverland Ranch. A landowner is only eligible for that tax break if they don't overdevelop the land. Jackson has an amusement park, a playground, recreational buildings, and, of course, a guardhouse. Although Jackson's property is assessed at well over $12 million...
And don't forget, you can't spell assess without A-S-S.
Ass play.
Ass.
But he only paid about $13,000 property taxes this year. Without the agricultural tax break, he'd have to pay an additional $6
million. That's simple.
Yeah. What's simple, Tony?
He's a fag.
Robert Blake update. Robert Blake has been ordered to stand trial for the murder of his wife. The judge who made that ruling today said Blake, quote, had the time, the opportunity, and the motive to commit the shooting.
And the vomit.
Yes, there's that bucket. The judge also ordered Blake's bodyguard to stand trial on a conspiracy charge. Blake appeared to be stunned that the judge allowed him to be released on bail. Bail was set at $1.5 million.
So he's going to be out.
Apparently so.
Oh, man. I'm just so depressed. If I hadn't puked in that restaurant, if I just hadn't puked in that restaurant I like so bad.
This story features Germans, Don Johnson, and a lot of money. In Berlin, police found financial documents in the actor's car involving $8
billion. That's billion with B as in bastard.
Billion, yeah. Johnson says or beer can, I guess. Johnson says...
You always remember that about his penis, don't you?
Well, you brought it up, originally.
No, I said bastard. I didn't say penis.
But, you're the one who told us all on the air one day that supposedly he
was an article, Buzz.
Endowed that way.
Girth.
Johnson says the papers are legal... Yeah, and belonged to a passenger in his car. He says the papers are an effort to round up money for a movie project. You need $8 billion for a movie.
How do you get $8 billion into a valise?
Well, I have no idea.
No, it wasn't the money. It was papers concerning the money. Things like bonds and those types of financial documents. Because of the big numbers, the German police notified American authorities, but...
He hid the papers in his folds.
They neither held nor questioned Johnson. He calls the press accounts of his being stopped ill-founded and farcical.
Mr. Johnson, you will speak to my man, Colonel Clink.
Hello there, Mr. Johnson. I don't care about the papers. Could I just see that penis of yours?
Police!
Major Hofstetter, I'm Colonel Clink. We would like to police your release.
Clink! Find me the $8 billion.
Hogan!
Johnson says the press accounts have caused him irreparable damage. He's vowing to get even with the tabloid that first published the story. He, of course, starred in TV's Nash Bridges and Miami Vice.
Miami Vice, Clink!
I was a big fan of Miami Vice. Philip Michael Thomas. What about his penis?
Adina Schnitzel.
The Oscars are March 23rd, if the war kicks off just after the March 17th disarmament deadline.
Buzz, Naomi who?
Yes?
Oscar loves Chicago.
Now, if the war kicks off just after the March 17th disarmament deadline, then ABC might be left to decide between the war and the awards.
Oscar loves Chicago.
But word is the show will go on with or without a war. Organizers say the show may be interrupted occasionally for updates and or there may be a headline crawl across the bottom of the screen. The Oscars were delayed for one day in 1981 because of the shooting of President Reagan. In 1938, flooding in Los Angeles delayed the show by a week, but for the most part, the Oscars go on schedule, and this year will apparently be no exception.
I love Oscar. I love Chicago. God, damn, I love Chicago.
Oh, yes, lots of wins. Oscar loves it.
And I want to say hi to Charlie Stoffel.
Turn to Matthew on the mic, Joe.
Professional gamblers.
Have you burned any children recently?
We got a break.
All right.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Gorgy, the Don and Mike Show.
Howdy, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Professional gamblers have a system for everything, even predicting Oscar winners.
Someone called for a doctor?
Oscar loves Chicago.
Maybe you'll find out, though.
A guy in New Jersey who calls himself a statistician says best actor and actress will go to Daniel Day-Lewis and Nicole Kidman. Jay Bennett's been making
wrong prediction.
No, that's not going along with it.
Jay Bennett's making his prediction since 1998 based on the entire history of the Oscars. He says naturally that a nominated actor in a movie nominated for Best Picture has a better chance of winning, unless they've won before, which he says is a handicap. But the odds go up again, he says, the closer the actor is to the age of 43. Bennett's only been right about half the time so far, but he says this year his predictions are a lock.
Faker.
Well, who does Oscar love?
Oscar loves Chicago.
London.
Oscar would also like to say that a previous comment made about Charlie Stoffel burning children was a reference to a phone call received by Rob Thewack from someone at Clear Channel Broadcasting when they were wondering about a reference for Charlie Stoffel.
I see.
Well, you might as well finish it, and then what happened during the conversation?
It's a mystery.
Well,
yeah.
Rob said, Rob, what did you say? What did the guy say?
He's never done anything wrong. He's great.
They called from Oldies 100. They wanted a reference on Charlie Stoffel.
And the guy that was hiring wanted to know whether there was anything bad, and how did he express that?
He said, I wanted to make sure he's never burned any kids or anything.
There you go.
I said he hadn't hired that man.
Right, and that's why you were mentioning that.
He never burned any children.
But also, what did Charlie say about the Oscars?
Charlie loves the Oscars. The Oscars love Chicago.
London oddsmakers, meanwhile, say Jack Nicholson will win Best Actor. They agree with the Jersey statistician, though, about Nicole Kidman, and they say Chicago will win Best Picture.
There it is.
There you go. It does have the most nominations.
Where's my buttery moccasins?
Official odds 4-7. Shocker, Jerry Springer's talk show past may keep him from getting elected to the U.S. Senate. Springer, who was once mayor of Cincinnati, is making the rounds in Ohio to see if he has a chance.
F you, white trash.
But he told a Democratic fundraiser Tuesday night, I can't imagine anyone voting for me at this point. That was after the University of Cincinnati published survey results that show 71% of the state's registered voters have an unfavorable opinion of the guy. They grow up so fast. Porn star Ron Jeremy turned 50 years old today.
Still looks great, though.
Yeah, sure. He looks fantastic. He looks like he did the first day he made a porno.
Sure, he's fat and hairy, but he's made millions of dollars doing thousands of women, some of whom are actually attractive. The well-endowed actor, nicknamed the Hedgehog, says it feels ridiculous turning 50, especially since he feels 35. He says he doesn't even need Viagra and has always avoided drugs. That, he says, is what's allowed him to work so hard.
Oh, God.
And we've had him as a mystery guest a couple times on the show, haven't we?
Yeah, we never had him in studio, but
always on the phone.
Always on the phone. He still makes movies, and it's gross.
He's gross. Spending his birthday working. He's in New Orleans today shooting a commercial for the Hustler Club and promoting his documentary Porn Star, The Legend of Ron Jeremy.
God.
In sports, it's official. Medical examiners ruled that the diet drug ephedra played a role in the death of Baltimore pitcher Steve Beckler. Goofy Bob Uecker will be inducted into the announcer's wing of the Baseball Hall of Fame July 27th. And finally...
Let's have an epic party.
All right.
Finally, a story about two California men who became fast friends. In fact, Dave even hired his new friend Tim to do some odd jobs around his house in Fremont. But things turned ugly when someone dismembered Dave's pet chicken in the backyard. Dave immediately accused Tim of the chicken murder. Tim denied it. A fight broke out. Tim smashed in the windows on Dave's van. Dave got out his gun. Fortunately, the police got there just in time. By the way, they met at an anger management class. Lord, how I love the irony.
We get jokes, Buzz.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
No!
We gotta go.
No!
Back tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Someone called for a doctor?
Linus.
Yes, Danny.
Linus.
Danny.
We'll see you tomorrow.
BM
Eaters.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.